This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, how are you anyway?
Me. I want to thank someone, an unexpected angel.
Really?
Yes. I received a sympathy card about the passing of my father.
Yes.
Personal.
Mm-hmm.
In sympathy.
Yes.
My condolences on the loss of your dad. Mm-hmm. We need to catch up sometime. Best wishes, Morris Jones!
Mojo!
Morris Jones!
Oh, I remember when Mojo was in here with his red turtleneck. Was it two Christmases ago? Well, it's the Christmas season. We must have him back.
We must catch up. Yes. Oh, yes, you're so right.
An afternoon with Mojo.
I'm sure he's very busy.
Thank you for the card. Morris Jones, always with the business card as well.
What's he doing now? Is he still on the TV?
Sure.
Chief correspondent.
Uh-huh.
Sinclair Broadcasting.
He's still with Sinclair Broadcasting.
Very good.
That's very good for him.
So anyway, I'm not going to make today's show a downer, even though the crap of the day, everybody goes through with that. Let's start today by focusing on the good times. Not just with that, but just in general.
Good times.
Anytime you meet a payment.
Good times.
Anytime you need a friend.
Yeah.
Good times.
Anytime you're out from under, not getting hassled, not getting hustled.
Right on.
Keeping your head above water. Making a wave when you can.
Oh, I love it.
Temporary layoffs.
Tell me.
Good times.
Easy credit ripoffs.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Yeah. Good times.
Wow.
Ain't we got good times?
In a chow line.
See how they do the big finish.
Ain't we got them good times?
Aren't we lucky we have them? Good times.
Damn.
You know, and I suddenly think of Robert Goulet.
Yes.
Oh, my.
He's back.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, what we need to say hello.
Hello!
Well, hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, you like this one a lot?
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
That tape is awesome. That was funny.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
That was funny.
That was funny.
I didn't ask you. You poop.
That was funny.
That was funny.
You're a moron. Now you
won't look at my. That was funny too.
Well, as a moron.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
How about Rachel Ray? Let's check in with Rachel Ray and her olives.
Rachel Ray here, just topping off my holiday deviled ham dip with a little sliced olives.
That was funny.
I didn't ask you. You poop.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Turn it on, Buzz.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel?
Yeah.
Right? The ultimate CEO? Biggest celebrity of them all? Who's down with G-O-D?
I am Hemorrhoid!
Thank you.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
What do we hear?
Well, what have we here?
It's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's...
Hey, where are our names?
That is a malfunction.
What happened to Ed? There he is. He's been caroling.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here
Welcome.
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 That was funny.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Larry.
Got a mic show, and hey, poop. Thursday. It's Poopy Thursday.
Yes, we're delighted. Welcome back.
I didn't ask you. You poop.
Welcome back to the
thank you
bosom of our family.
SHI Thursday. Mm-hmm. You know, spells a bad word. Phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Thank you all for holding down the fort the last couple of days.
Our pleasure.
Certainly.
You know, I am really at a loss as to how to talk, and I'm going to keep this very brief, about Sam, because I've talked about him over the years, and he's dead, and he passed away on Monday, and I spent a couple of days, my brother and I, and there are stories.
Mm-hmm.
There are stories, the type that I would have come back with before and probably would have spent, we could have gone on for 2 hours.
Right.
Today, really, with some of the tales, seriously, of a family gone mad.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me at some point, this is why I'm getting off this merry-go-round, that at least as far as coming on and laying everything out every single day, there are some things that I think need to be kept quiet, and I feel the need for privacy now, because I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. Jesus says to forgive, and I have forgiven this man for more things than I ever talked about on the radio, and even a couple of little nuances that he had after the fact,
mm-hmm.
while he was gone.
Right.
With all of that, I'm past the anger. I'm past the wanting to come back and say, boy, this is going to make for 2 hours of great radio.
Right.
Well, it would, but it would at a cost to me, and I don't have the emotional stake in it now, and I'm happy about that because I have forgiven him. I love him, good, bad, and different. He was my father, and that's it. So end of pep talk, end of eulogy.
Good for you.
Pretty much that's it.
Good. Welcome I'm glad back. To hear that. And sounds like you're in a peaceful spot, and that's a good place to be. And really, good for you. It is tough. It does take a toll. Welcome. You're absolutely right.
Welcome home.
You know, and it's hard for some people to understand because I've talked about my dysfunctional family over the years.
Right.
And, you know, maybe some of you were expecting to tune in today to hear a great story. And like I said, I do have some stories that normally I think, yeah, hey, this would be great for the radio. Well, no, just not this time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not this time.
That's valid.
Makes sense.
My apologies, and it's mainly because I don't have an axe to grind
mm-hmm.
with this guy anymore.
Good.
The main sadness that I feel is that I always believed that as long as he was alive, there was a chance, at least, not for reconciliation, but a chance to have questions answered and things out in the open, and that time is gone.
Right.
And now that that's gone, a lot of the anger is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though I had talked about this guy for a certain way on the radio and certainly off the radio to a much larger extent, you know, I always held out hope that if no matter what I said on the radio or in real life, if he ever would have picked up the phone, sent a note, I would have been there.
That's what you had always said to me, that you were always kind of standing by, right, and waiting. And it sounds to me like you're accepting the reality of the situation, and that's the reality of it.
Excuse me.
Almost, I hate the overused expression, it is what it is. But
and that is really the truth.
But that is the way you have to handle that.
Anyway, that's it. So I forgive him, and as somebody very wise said to me yesterday, Janet said, when you think about everything, no matter what you think, when he gets up there, one of the first people waiting in line is going to be Frieda.
Yeah.
And
she certainly was running point on that for a long time. I remember those days.
And Jan sure as hell was right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very weird couple of days. You know, and everybody lives for their father to be proud of them,
sure,
or want them to be a part of their lives. And I didn't have that. Woe is me. You know,
I think all of us understand what you have dealt with, and what I'd be lying if I didn't say your name hadn't come up, and that you know I wasn't talking about your situation. And you know what, the one thing I would tell you is you took what I believe was a very difficult situation, and you made damn sure that the situation with your own son wasn't going to be that way. Mm-hmm. And you've said that, you've made reference you've referenced that a couple of times on the air, and I think you look at that and you learn from the mistakes of others, and you have a better relationship with your son because of it.
I'm very pleased about that. You're right,
and now with your daughter,
and my grandkids. I mean, everything is cool. I wish things would have been cool with them, but they weren't. And no matter what you say, death sucks, and it's just you're just gonna have to give me a second to get my motor going here today.
Sure. You have certainly had enough of it in your life. Enough for a lot of people in a very short period of time.
I don't want to be a martyr. I mean, I thought about that as well. He's like, oh, God, is he going to go at this again? Oh, my wife died. Oh, I had a stalker threaten my life, and I had to go to court, and he's in jail now, and my life was upset. And now my dad has died, and all of this in 2 years. Well, there are people who go through a hell of a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right. Absolutely. And that's the way everybody should look at life.
Yeah.
No matter what the circumstances you're dealing with, there are other people that have it a hell of a lot worse.
Good or bad.
I mean, I'm at least proud of myself that I faced whatever it was. It was bad. And I'm also proud to be 100% for my soul. I'm glad I'm here today. I'm glad that I didn't take this opportunity. I don't think it didn't pass through my mind. It's not an idle threat because everybody knows my situation. But I did reach that point, like on Tuesday, where it was just like, oh my effing God, how much? Yeah. How much of this now? Mm-hmm. Okay, then take one day off work, take 2 days off work. I don't know. Go back, talk about it on the air. Don't talk about it on the air. That's when I was having these thoughts like, you know, again, the radio show is controlling my life. And then I became very calm. Once I decided, I just forgive him. And I don't have to trade personal stories, that are funny, but really just bust my heart to say, and I could say them in a way that would almost think you're watching Curb Your Enthusiasm or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, because really some of the situations were so ridiculous.
Right.
But the
over
point
the
is,
top, right?
Yeah, but the point is now, to discuss them now would be disparaging the dead, and he's dead, and there's never going to be a chance for us to have any type of a relationship.
Right.
So be it. And death sucks. Anybody out there knows it. I would imagine even the parents, the kids of parents that horribly abuse them, at some point you're conflicted, and that was not my case, but you're conflicted because you're thinking, on one hand, I'm glad it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the other hand, I'm sad. Gee, there were good times,
mm-hmm. of course,
but my God, there were so many more bad times,
right,
than good times. And I found myself over the last couple of days vacillating. You know, either being very sad, or like sitting around and all of a sudden going, "Whew, this is like the weight of the world off my shoulders."
Right.
And it is a weird, weird feeling. So bear with me. And that's it.
And you know what? A person told me a long time ago, and I do believe it. I truly believe it. I think forgiveness of any kind is the single most powerful thing. True. It's in a lot of religions. I don't care what your religion is, you know, how you look at the man upstairs, whatever it is. Forgiveness lifts a lot of weight off you. And you know what? It is very, very reasonable to forgive someone who is not around anymore.
Right.
And that counts. That counts, too. It counts for you. And I think that it makes you stronger. That's just my opinion.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I don't know. It's a weird place to be in, Cats.
Sure.
It's weird to come come in and everyone else. Everyone else, as always, and anyone who's been through any kind of crap like this. I mean, I felt this way to a lesser extent, you know, when my dog died. Mm-hmm. It's like, but this is magnified, obviously, 1,000 times. My father.
So many issues involved.
You realize that everybody else in the world has lives, and they continue to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everything continues to roll, like coming into work today.
Yep.
I mean, normally I come in and I say to everybody, hey there, boy! And I mean, we yell and we scream, and it's reserved today.
Sure.
And it's reserved because I'm the one that's coming in into this weird situation, and everybody else here, with no offense, everybody's wonderful. You guys are like my family. But because it's not you, just like I react when something bad happens to someone else, you feel empathy for them.
Sure.
But then you're able to go home at the end of the day.
That can only go to to a point.
Right.
I guess what I'm saying is it's a weird slap in the face that this is not like coming back necessarily to a Joe job where you could sit down at your desk and, you know, like people would give you space. Not that I need space. It's
right,
just
right.
It's weird to come in and go, okay, I was just through 2 days of hell. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to do my own.
Well, beyond that.
What about the vagina?
Beyond that, it's also not a regular broadcasting job.
Right.
It is the most open job. Even, you know, for those of us that don't lay it all out there, we still lay it out there a little bit. You lay it out there like a filleted haddock, you know, and you have in the past. And that, I think you're self-aware enough to know that takes its toll. And I applaud it. I applaud the fact that you say that. I'm not sitting here going, man, I really think you should be. Well, boy, tell us, you know, purge yourself or tell us. And keeping it private, you know what? I think what you're doing is you're, even though, you know, with what you've said in the past and everybody that's listened to what you've said in the past and heard what you've gone through, you know, a lot of people might think you would be justified in doing that. But what you've chosen to do is to respect your father. And who can't applaud that?
Everybody respects
him. And I mean that from my heart. I forgive him.
Yep.
And like I said, there's stuff that I've not said. I forgive him for all of it. I truly do. And that makes me, and then that makes me sad. What a weird joining of feelings that, you know.
Yeah, I know why it makes you sad, too, because it makes you sad because he's not here.
Yeah.
And that's, but it's still, it's what you got, and it's what you can do, and you're doing what I think you should do. I applaud you for it.
I'm happy that I'm not all upside down and coming in ready to tear the building down or, you know, rip someone a new a-hole today or, you know, any of those crazy thoughts.
Well, you know, if I can just say this to you, I had one conversation, very brief, and you know, you don't sometimes you and I talk to each other in depth, sometimes we don't, and we respect each other's privacy. But the fact is, you know, I've seen you go through an awful lot, and I felt for you, believe it or not, I felt for you more than even when your wife passed away because of just the circumstances that you had to go down and confront this situation. And it was difficult to do. And I think where you are at this point, you've come to a good spot. You've come to a good place with it. And that's, we all have to do that. And, you know, the fact is we do fool around here and people should know that we play a little act. We're on stage, even off air, around each other around here. And it's, you know, and sometimes that can be goddamn exhausting, too.
Yeah.
You know, and it really is. I think everybody certainly respects your attitude towards this. I think it's something that, you know, that anybody can take away that might be in a situation where you want to lash out, where you want to punish, where you want to say, hey, I want that pound of flesh. And they hear what you're saying and they say, you know, maybe that isn't where I need to be.
And I had the opportunity.
Right.
And
right.
I'm proud of myself at this point in my life that when the opportunities came to do that, that I didn't. That
right.
I just, you know, what the hell? You know, Buzz, really, I want to thank Jesus for helping me through this.
I understand.
And I'm not busting your balls about this.
I wouldn't bust yours, of course.
But I am quite serious about that. I don't mean it'll be like one of those athletes going, you know.
No.
Because I don't think that God takes the time to look at each of us individually. But I know that something happened to me over the last couple of days to change my attitude towards this man and everything that happened. And it certainly was not that he died suddenly. He died suddenly to me because I am so freaking out of the loop. But
right.
I had known that he was ill. My last conversation with him was when I called to the hospital, I guess it was 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and he wouldn't take the call, mm-hmm. and then finally took it and said, don't come near me, and hung up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last thing that I have with my dad,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the reason that I'm forgiving him, because I've got to think that's not really, despite the bastard that he was in so many ways, I would hate to think that he's that evil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I forgive him. I'm going to try to see the good. You know, one reason I am where I am is because he constantly doubted me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, that bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all. Can we take a break, and then I'll pull myself together?
Absolutely.
And we'll just move on with the show.
All right.
Okay.
Welcome back, and we certainly notice you're back with that symphony in gold that you're wearing right there. It's the loudest Packers jersey. Not jersey. It's a pullover that I've ever seen in my life.
Well, Mike, you know, they say on a cloudy day, when you got to watch out for the leaves. Watch out for the leaves, everybody.
On a cloudy day. Right. On a cloudy day, wear a bright color.
That's on a cloudy day, when you're feeling down, put on something bright yellow.
Sunshine.
Well, I say this as we do go to break, as you sit here, just know that you will now, for the next few hours, be surrounded by all of us jolly asses.
Idiots, yes.
The jolly asses are here for you.
Welcome home.
Fear not. Yes. The ass in back of you, the ass in the studio over there, and the teeth-brushing ass that's in the very back room over
that?
There.
Joe,
yes, Joe.
What about Joe brushing his teeth?
Joe, yesterday, since the team leader was not here, chose to, take what, Rob, the last 5-10 minutes of the show off and brush his teeth?
Yeah.
It was fascinating. And he brushes his teeth upstairs, where, to my knowledge, there's no water.
No water.
There's no water.
There's no water,
no
yeah.
sink, no water, and just a tube of toothpaste on the desk upstairs.
And beer.
That's all. Otherwise, nothing much happened.
Nothing else new?
Nothing new at all. We're here to blaze new trails.
All right. Well, let's maybe take a call.
Okay.
Maybe I can turn it around right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Mr. Soros, I want to compliment you. That is the most wonderful way to deal with things in the entire world. And well done. I saw my brother do the same thing about my stepfather when my mother died, and my stepbrother was treated like crap. He was known as cracker ass by my stepfather all the time. And yet, when my mom was dying, my brother stepped into that house, found a bad water heater, which we got replaced for him, put up grab bars so he could get in and out of his shower. And I saw my brother in a whole new light, and I'm seeing you in a whole new light, and I compliment you, sir.
I certainly
it's wonderful.
Sad for that.
Okay,
I'm
that's
sad
it.
Sad for
any
that.
Recovery period, the recovery period has happened. No doubt about
Listen,
that.
Ass, if you really,
you
cared.
Know, I'm sitting here listening to this guy talk to you, and I'm trying real hard to go, "Hey, he's on your side." He said, and I just could not help but get bored with that.
No,
story.
You know, the only person that really cares. And I'm sorry, I'll say that in front of everybody now. Morris Jones. Morris Jones from Sinclair Broadcasting.
You know, we've always said about Mojo, he's a giver. He's a giver, Don. That's what he is. He's a giver. He gives till it hurts.
I got to tell you. When I got the news, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
What's Mojo's number on my speed dial?
Yes. Mojo Morris Jones. And if he comes here, again, he's got to wear the red turtleneck.
Hello. Yeah. Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Good, man. Hey, Will Thomas was over the top last night on his broadcast at 10 o'clock.
Hold on one moment. Let me see if I can scoop you here. Are you going to talk about the extremely feminine scarf that he was wearing?
Even though
it was 65 degrees while he was doing the stand-up.
Lower corner at 61 degrees, he's out there doing a snowplow report outside in a scarf.
So he didn't have, like, a man scarf on, huh?
It was lovely.
No, it was. Yeah, you're right. It was described to me as a what could have been a woman's Burberry.
A shawl. He was wearing a shawl.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, the setup. Hold on there on the phone a second. The setup was something like, and the winds are changing, even though it's 60 now, it'll be 40 tomorrow. Let's go outside to Will Thomas. And right on the screen, it says 61, 65 degrees.
It was balmy last night.
Yeah.
Balmy.
Balmy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. There he was with his shawl.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Grasshopper.
Yeah. You have learned the most important lesson in life. Sometimes it's better to be kind than to be right. I applaud you, Don. I love you, bro. I love your show.
Thank you, but my
stepfather passed away 2 months ago, and I have nothing to say about it other than it's okay. Right on, dude. Love the show.
Thank you, my friend. I will not afford you callers that same decency, though.
That cannot be done.
That would be crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey. I know you're feeling down. I was going to suggest a segment of Make Don Laugh.
I got news for you today.
Right out of the chute.
Yeah, today, really? Good luck. Good luck. Although I'll tell you one thing that really snapped me out. God damn, if that last 10 minutes of that Larry David show was not maybe the funniest 10 minutes ever on that show.
Pretty good. Right?
Maybe it's just because I was ready to laugh.
I have a tie vote. I have to go check it out.
It is pretty strong.
They fool you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say? I've always said this myself. I've said that laughter is the best medicine.
Don't pull your shirt up. Please don't. Please don't pull your shirt up.
It's going down. The
swelling
is going down
now. It's shrinking.
Pull your shirt back down.
Something is underneath here.
How's your pain?
Huh?
How's your pain?
It's all right.
Still there?
Don't burden him with that.
Okay.
Rob? What pain? Don't.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
What pain?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You can quote me on this. Death is a great diet.
Thank you.
I don't think I've eaten anything.
Thank you, Sahib.
For almost 3 days.
Wow. I thought you meant for the deceased.
No, I feel, yeah, well, for them too.
You obviously haven't been around many Irish deaths. We pig out.
So what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know. They haven't told me.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Mike could have picked a better choice of words there than pound of fudge. But poor Rob A. about to go to the knife. He could have came up with a better explanation of that.
Well, thank you, Garrison Keillor. I'll take your advice anytime you have it again.
Mike, you could have came up with...
I could have came up with something unexpected.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hi there.
I'm calling from South Florida, and I am so grateful you guys are on my air because there's literally nothing else to listen to in this town. And I won't go into a long-winded thing, but that was about as good as 20 or 30 minutes of radio as I've heard in a long time. And I hope you'll get past this. And if there's any justice at all right now, your daddy's having a talk with Brett Favre's daddy, and he's explaining how things ought to be.
I'm sure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very good.
Thank you. Very hard. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I'm Irish.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you, my condolences for your passing of your father.
Well, thank you. It's nice to hear from so many kinfolk.
Okay. Well,
may I return condolences to the caller?
Yes.
My condolences on the loss of your teeth.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
This is Kevin from Wichita. Hey, you want to talk to the woman?
Oh, God. Oh,
is this the drunk guy?
This is the drunk guy from
That's
Wichita.
It.
The couple, remember?
Let's talk to the woman. Here she is.
They do drywalling, we found out.
Mm-hmm.
When did you find
Hi,
out?
Hi, babies. How y'all doing?
Oh, you're back to being loaded today.
Hey, listen. I have to say something.
No.
Okay?
No.
Yesterday... And the peas and the fat and skinny women. Okay, I just need to say, you know, that had to do with age. And the thing about the peas is
blotto.
Okay, the peas with corn.
Yes,
okay,
darling.
As blottoed as I have ever heard her.
Peas and corn. What is she talking about?
I had no idea.
Rob's.
That's what made it so charming. So infectious.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I just want to try and lighten the mood and let Rob A. know that there's a study that connects Alzheimer's with vasectomy, so you might want to do a little bit more homework there.
You know, I meant to look that up, but meow, I keep forgetting.
Is that all you got for her?
She's a whore.
That's better.
Wow.
Don and Mike Show.
Where
Hello.
Were you there?
What was going on
hey,
there?
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is probably as much help to me as it is to you. I don't know how much help it'd be to you, but, you know, you were talking earlier about venting and people have it worse than what you've gone through and all that to help relieve what you've experienced.
I'll tell you what really is bad is when you pour your soul out on the radio and then the dumbass calling doesn't know which guy he's talking to.
Yeah, why don't you just collect yourself and get a clue? Call back in aught 10.
Well, let me say this.
No.
I lost my son a year and a half ago. I lost my brother Christmas Eve this past Christmas. Mm-hmm. I lost my father in September of this year and two aunts in the in-between time. And I know how it is to deal with all that. And it takes a long time to get over all that.
Well, listen, what is your first name?
Dennis.
All right, Michael, thank you for the call.
Sam, we appreciate it.
There he goes.
I guess he was offended because we didn't get his name right.
Oh, well, I think he was just confused.
You know, even in death, we tire of the bios.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi there.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, soundboard guy. It's another dream come true.
Just in time.
Hi, Dr. Phil.
So how are you doing overall?
Okay. Oh, you know what? I'll play along with this one. I'm kind of down, but I'm working through it.
Are you mad?
No, as I mentioned, I'm not mad.
Really?
Yeah, I think I outlined that in the opening of the show.
Okay.
This is good so far.
Right?
Are you feeling good?
You know, I'm halfway there.
What are the things that you're most ashamed of?
Probably the callers on our show.
What is the problem?
Retardation.
Do you understand at all what I'm saying?
Do you understand what I'm saying? I think most of the people that call this show are in some way mentally unbalanced.
Remember what I said.
What did you say?
You got to grow up.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Are you nuts?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Am I here?
No.
This is a big deal.
Sure is, Phil.
This is a good one.
You're not the Fred. Yeah. You're not the Fred Rogers guy, are you?
No.
Yeah, because good. Don hasn't had anything to eat in a few days, and he's powerful hungry.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have anything to eat?
You have any food handy?
No.
Oh, you know what? It's not him.
Bye.
There he goes.
Okay.
Everybody that is on a soundboard should have some popcorn.
A pretender to the throne.
That's
hello,
right.
Don and Mike show.
Hi. I got a question for Don. With your history of family gatherings, were you able to tap any of your aunts?
Why are you talking like this? Do you some things or just hang up?
Uh-huh. Nobody likes a Charlie in the box.
Wow.
Yeah, I banged all my aunts. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'd like to tell you guys, I just made up with my dad about a month ago, and you got the biggest balls in the world. Because you forgive your dad, and that's what life's all about, forgiveness. And I'd like to thank you for that.
Thank you. And I forgive you for this call.
Thank you.
Do you forgive all the callers?
No.
No,
I can't do that. I mean, we have our limits.
The Dr. Phil guy was good.
Yeah, he was very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi. How do you think? Hi there.
Well, listen, I just want to let you know what you said on the radio was great. I really haven't heard much of the show. I'm fairly new to it, but that was great. You know, I really admire your forgiveness.
I really do appreciate it, but the point, it gets to a point when it almost then appears to be self-serving.
Yeah, I mean, people are calling. They're sincere, but, you know, we
I appreciate it. Thank you, but, you
ever
know,
forward.
But piss off. Now let's do this, and we'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What a number! You kids got talent, and I should know. I used to have it.
Hey, you're one of those funny people with a big crazy nose.
A clown?
No, a
Joker! That's right. And I'm not a practicing joker, so I'm not that offended.
Well, it's nice to see you again, Krusty, but these kids have field trip journals to write.
Yeah, yeah, right. Who's your agent?
What's an agent?
Ka-ching! That's right. I want to hire your entire Appalachian dumpling gang, and I'll pay them the most anyone on TV is entitled to get. Scale!
Now,
I don't sign nothing without pretending to read it first. Hamburger, 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 hamburger. Looks good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
What the bleep happened here?
Why do you favor rape?
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Why men's rooms?
I don't know, Larry.
Why?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thank you.
I wanted to talk Rob about getting his getting that procedure done.
Too late, his wife's decided.
Yeah, his wife has made the decision.
There's no turning back.
That's how they do it. That's how mine went down. And then 3 months later, the wife's hormones were messed up, so she goes back on the pill anyway.
I had half of it done this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I stopped by. I didn't have time to have the whole procedure done. He did the left one.
Just the left one?
Yeah.
Are you going to put your spaghetti on the internet?
I brought you some spaghetti, Mike. Looks Hello. More like rigatoni.
Yeah. Not a Mike show. Hello.
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 Can I speak to Don and Mike, please?
You happen to be speaking to us right now.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you? Don, I was wondering if you got a chance to ride your sister-in-law's scooter while you were up north there.
Well, you know, I like the fact that you know so much about me. Where do you think I went?
No idea. Eject.
Exactly.
Sister-in-law's scooter.
My brother's wife's.
Oh, she's got the scooter.
Yeah, she's got it.
Oh, she's got the scooter.
She's got a scooter.
But a buddy of mine was telling me you can get one that goes now up to 70 miles an hour without a driver's license.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Without a motorcycle license.
Wow. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Listen, I just want to let you know that Mike did an incredible job taking the reins the past couple days. And that game that you had, Mike, who ate it? That was incredible.
Thank you, sir.
Incredible, Mike.
I moved to tears. I moved beyond tears right now.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, let me see if I can throw this novel concept. See if you'll accept this one for future broadcasts. It's real, real clever.
I'm all for new ideas.
This is brilliant. This is because this is intricate. This is complicated, okay?
Okay.
Had everybody write down what they ate during a 24-hour period.
Okay.
And then people call in and guess the food item and who ate it.
Did you do it one item at a time?
Did one? Yes. See, there you go. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, one item at a time, and nobody was getting it. Nobody was really tracking with it. It was more difficult than I ever expected.
Yeah. It's the iPod thing with food.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's exactly what we did.
All right. Very good. No, you're right.
It was fun.
It was very good. I was really happy that the other guy had two in a row. That was really good.
It was well. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's very nice. And the only thing I can tell you after that is that Rob needs a little bit more help. With his 20-ounce Fanta grape sodas.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And the sleeve of Oreos.
Hello.
To bed, what a day.
Hello.
Radio God.
Hi there.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, I just want to say welcome back, Don. I just want to say that I think your whole situation, it was terrible. The whole thing was just terrible.
And horrible. I'm just horrible. It's horrible.
It was horrible. Horrible and terrible. And
horrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
I got sent a link to something on YouTube. They had Frank Caliendo on the halftime of the NBA on TNT.
Right.
And they had him sitting right next to Charles Barkley, and he was doing the Charles Barkley.
You remember how hard he was working on that one when we had him on the show?
Charles Barkley does not laugh, friends.
Oh, really? He didn't
Charles
like it?
Charles Barkley does not laugh.
Oh, my God.
You're going to try to call Frank tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll have him on tomorrow, and we'll have that clip tomorrow.
Oh, so he didn't seem to really like it too much.
Yeah, you know, I was in that weird, thinking about the show, not thinking about the show. Then I get this clip all of a sudden that says, you know, that's the great thing about the internet. It's just like one click and it comes right up and it goes right to the meat of it. And it's Frank really sweating through this thing going, I think the Bulls are horrible. And Charles Barkley just sits there and looks at him.
Just stares him down?
And...
Do you think he was doing it to work him, or do you think he really just wasn't amused?
I think Charles Barkley, what do I know? He's a guy I see on TV.
Right.
I think if he thought it was funny, I think that he would laugh at it.
I would be so terrified, though, doing an impression in front of Charles Barkley if he didn't like it. That would be a slippery slope.
Hold on. This, and then we got to talk about the events of next Wednesday.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Oops, hello there. You're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hello.
Hey, Don, is all of this going to be in your book?
No. No.
Okay.
But believe me, sir, there will be plenty in the book for you to enjoy.
All right, I'll have lots of pictures.
Especially of radio executives. Of weak-minded radio executives.
That's kind of a lead-in to what we're going to talk about now.
Oh, good.
One of the things that happened while I was out of town was the brilliant minds that run CBS Radio decided that they didn't like Homovember.
Mm-hmm.
And they temporarily canceled our Homovember without understanding what Homovember was all about, that Homo Joe's a part of it, that, hey, listen, it's no different than when we had an all-black family having Thanksgiving, an all-naked family, when we had inbred families having Thanksgiving, when we had divorced families having Thanksgiving.
It's a celebration is what it is.
We really one time had cousins that had sex together having Thanksgiving in our conference room table.
Yep.
This is going to happen next Wednesday on the show. For the last couple of days, it's been on the back burner because the executives vetoed it. It's not vetoed. It's on. We have details that we have to organize. We have to come up with gay porno that will be running 24/7 while the party's on. We have to come up with as many cliche surrounding type stuff to put on the wall.
We have to have maybe some music up there. We have to have show tunes.
Decorations. Now, now Rob does have his collection of Judy Garland records.
Right. And that's really in Rob's real collection, too.
I think Homo Joe has the porn.
All right, I'm trying to. Now you're mentioning cliches, so we've got. Well, the gay porno is something that I think we're providing as entertainment, not necessarily a cliche.
For instance, Homo Joe said he would like to have on the walls some of the pictures of the Village People.
Okay, all right, that's one of the
posters. Maybe Judy Garland.
Maybe some, how about we have if we can, we just get pictures of famous people in the life. Elton John. I'm not sure. Well, Clay Aiken, is he out of the closet? I'm not sure.
I think he's.
Doesn't matter.
A boy could only dream about him.
A dream of being out of the closet. We'll have
Ryan Seacrest.
all wonderful. And, pictures of famous gay icons that we put up on the wall. Barry Manilow, Barbara Streisand.
So we'll have all of these pictures on the wall. Now, we need help from you guys decorating the studio. It's going to be in our office.
Right, upstairs.
Next Wednesday on the third floor.
Very comfortable.
Next Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. Homo Joe is going to be the grand dam of this entire thing. He's going to be the Queen Elizabeth of this thing. He's going to have his royal outfit. Joe is going to rule the day.
Right.
Whatever, not Joe Ardinger.
Oh.
Homo Joe.
Yes. Homo Joe is the host with the most, and he will be running the party. He will be supervising. He will be the grand dam.
Yes, but he has his concierge as well. Matt the Pollock.
Oh, that's right. Matt the Poll will be our representative will be thrown into that.
Bare-chested with a bow tie.
Of course, he will have to be. I really do believe he will have to be lectured before this event and also keep him away from the microphone as often as possible.
True.
So we've got how many gay guys now? I know there was a couple of days this wasn't up on our website and it wasn't discussed on the air.
No, because you were out of town and collectively. I just want to know, we were fighting the good fight with you. When that edict came down from CBS collectively, I believe the response that all of us without you here, we all went, okay. And now in hindsight, I realize not the best thing to do.
We call it the resistance.
We have three gentlemen on the hook right now. But what we need is an influx so we can pick and choose the proper party.
We like 10 guys, as it says on our website, and as Homo Joe said, 5 tops. And 5 bottoms.
Very good.
5 swinging singles on one side, 5 swinging singles on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Homo Joe in the middle, dressed like Queen Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. All of the food, courtesy of Mike's Joint.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Any requests? I said turkey, mashed potatoes, a couple of pumpkin pies, some veggies to go along. Does that sound like it's okay?
The basics.
The basics for Thanksgiving.
Gravy. They're watching their weight.
I'm hoping someone out there with an erotic bakery, perhaps, would offer up a nice cake.
We can add that, too.
But that would be nice.
We're going to get the turkey for you, and it's going to be terrific.
Also, some live entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Some live gay entertainment would be fantastic.
Wow. Well, I know, boy, God rest her soul, Cheryl was always such a wonderful...
Best.
liaison to the gay community. But, you know, if we could just find a wonderful drag queen to sing just a few a cappella numbers, that would be great. Who was that famous drag queen?
Hey, there's that drag queen that loves us that that's at the gay pride parade.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right. I have his number.
Oh, good. All right.
Do I?
Famous, I mean, a famous drag queen that I'm sure could sing a cappella.
Love to. I would give him a call. It, her, a
Don't
call.
Rain on my parade.
See, that's what the whole deal is about.
That's all.
Without getting terribly behind the scenes, you know, this company still has a knee-jerk reaction about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than just ask us, never mind that we've been talking about it for 2 weeks,
right.
Had it on our website for 2 weeks, somebody just sees it, gets the red ass, and says, cancel it.
Right.
Hey, no pun intended there with a red ass. But once it's explained, like I said, to one of the executives today, I said, our show has a very good relationship with the gay and lesbian community in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Every year, we support the Gay Pride Parade. We send a reporter out. 15 years we've been doing that. Mm-hmm. Cheryl the Big Dyke, God bless her soul, activist in the gay community,
right.
Always there to help her.
Right.
Homo Joe, same thing. Mm-hmm. I said to the executive, who shall remain nameless, Michael Hughes, I said, what do you think? We're going to go upstairs and say to these guys, boy, instead of a turkey sandwich, don't you wish you had a big D?
Yeah, yeah. And that's I'm sure that's what they thought we would be doing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So were you able to
grease
the wheels with management, so to speak?
Yeah, it was made very clear to me that the men that we select to come down to participate must present their own views and not be representatives of all gay people.
Like any other individuals that have ever come down and participated in the show.
I would think so, Mike.
That's really the way it goes.
Individuals.
A little more confusing than it really had to be. Mm-hmm. I thought that perhaps they thought it was going to be some type of
a gay bashing thing?
Homophobic thing.
No.
When in reality, it could not be further from the truth. It's on. So let's get this thing, let's get it moving.
You know what we are. We're Thanksgiving dinner providers, and we're matchmakers at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You neglected to mention the big gay door prize.
What is the door prize?
$500.
Oh, fantastic.
So please.
Now, who's that going to go? Oh, we're just going to have a drawing?
There will be a drawing for the attendees.
Good.
So go to donandmikewebsite.com, and you can email us your statistics.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
You know, I certainly hope before we do this, you know, and only a few days left, that we can maybe get a few phone calls from participants so we can chat with them and, you know, find out what they might like as we tweak up our gay Thanksgiving.
Sure. So, you know, if you're a gay guy in the D.C. metro area and you've got nothing going on the day before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
you want to come down, meet some like-minded, hot-bodied men.
Not necessarily have to be hot-bodied, though. You know, we've got I'm not trying to insult him, but we do have Homo Joe hosting the thing. And Homo Joe
Homo Joe is an old queen.
He is an old queen, and he still manages to look stunning.
Of course.
I would love if he would wear a queen's outfit. If he would wear...
I don't think you can get him to do that because he just doesn't do that. Remember him? He is...
He's
the guy that actually, you know, doesn't wear costume.
What about a pilgrim suit, though?
That would be wonderful, but if he doesn't want to wear it, you can always put Matt in that. As a matter of fact, I think Matt belongs in that pilgrim costume.
I think if we're going to have a true recreation, perhaps Joe in the pilgrim suit, and I'm thinking Matt as the Indian.
Uh-huh. Squanto?
Like in the plays when you were a kid.
How about,
doesn't have a shirt on.
Right.
He just has the loincloth.
Sure.
He's got the thing around his head.
Right.
And one feather.
He's dressed like a
headband.
Massantucket Pequot. That'll be fantastic. He's got the lone feather. And if he doesn't want to, you know, show his bare chest, he could always wear a Pocahontas costume.
Or paint it.
Yes, war paint.
Uh-huh. Oh, war paint. But that would be perfect. Hey, he'll show his chest.
Of course he will.
He wore his underwear into a kiddie pool out in the front yard. He'll do that in a heartbeat. That'll be fantastic.
He has the word ass tattooed on his arm.
Boy, I hope we can get a live performance. That would really be spectacular that drag queen.
Yeah, so now at this point we really need... You guys, we need you to help us out. Those of you in the gay community in D.C., call Rob, call Joe, email us. We'd love to have that drag queen come in.
Mm-hmm.
All of that great gay pride entertainment that we see once a year.
Yes. In fact, if you want to know what we're, the energy we're looking for is the same energy you hear at the gay pride parade.
Yeah.
That is exactly what we are looking
celebratory.
At. And man, and you know, boy, it does. I do miss Cheryl. Cheryl would be fantastic for this. She'd be a great party coordinator, but I know Joe is going to carry the mantle and he's going to do a great job.
She's a good organizer.
Yes.
She's a very good organizer.
I'm excited about this. I really am, because we have said, well, how many years now? We've always said we were both 5%. We were each 5%, and that has grown to maybe about 10% over the years.
Speak for yourself, mister.
I am speaking for myself. I will tell you something. You know, it's the reason I enjoy a good porno, it's not always the ladies. Let me put it to you that way. All right?
Well said.
You know what? You can call it 10%. You can call it quiet admiration.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is that discussion of one's sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
How gay would you think I am if I was to tell you that on the occasions that I watch porno now, I cannot watch porno without a guy's D?
I think that's, you mean what you're saying is if it's woman on woman.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I mean,
but it doesn't do it for you.
Right. Well, listen, Mike, I could watch Sally Jesse Raphael and work it, but
right.
If given a choice, yes.
Your preference would be, I'm not a big fan of woman on woman.
I've always liked it, but it's just once DirecTV opened up those channels and started showing everything,
right. Mm-hmm.
It's like when you pay the $15 and you get the six channels,
right.
I find myself immediately going, oh, that's nice. Those are two hot chicks. Those are two hot chicks. Oh, whoa. Hey, look at him.
Normal, in my opinion.
Yeah, normal.
Okay, really, I believe. Normal,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think so. And I'm not talking about your organization, Buzz. I'm talking about it's a normal way of life.
Oh, you mean normal, like the marijuana.
Right, not the organization.
What's that other one you're in, Buzz? Oh, NAMBLA. I always forget what that stands for.
I'm not in that.
I was going to say that would be too stereotypical, right? But that's for straight people if we showed the birdcage up
Who's
there.
The driver for the NAMBLA NASCAR car?
I forgot. And there really is the NAMBLA car. It's fantastic. It's a very tight suit. Very tight jumpsuit.
Isn't it? Who's that guy, Mike, that you... Who's it? Waltrip? What's his name?
Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip.
I just want to say I'm very excited about this race, and it's just going to be a great time. I think he does... Listen, if you're going to be real specific, I believe I drive the Napa car.
When the car stopped, I was sad that I'd wrecked. I was embarrassed that I'd wrecked. I was thankful that I wasn't hurt. I just hope this is a lesson to the children and grown-ups alike at home. That you have to be game on when you're driving a vehicle.
Yeah, really. I mean, let's see if you can tell the difference between Clay Aiken and Michael Waltrip.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, both idiots.
Hey. Yeah, right. Hi.
Thank you.
Can I speak with Weed, please?
I'm here.
Weed or Johnny Ringo.
Or Liver.
Hey, Ringo. Hey man, you were asking
or Shoot.
What's that track that leads into, I think, that show House you watch?
Yeah. In fact, a lady called and gave us the title an artist, but you can repeat
After
it.
That.
When you see news breaking,
Yesterday.
Wait 24 hours, then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
It was not yesterday, for goodness sakes. That was on the show when I was still here on Monday.
No. Yeah, come on. Right.
That's old news.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want to know if Don makes animal sounds.
You know, everybody's talking about yesterday's show. We had a thing about men when they are actually engaged in the act. Do they, Carl and I had this discussion over the weekend, do, you know, when you see guys, especially in the movies we're talking about. When
are you talking
going,
about when I go to the bathroom?
No. You know, when you're, doing the nasty.
Oh.
And you've got, you see on the movies a lot of times, and I hate it, when the guy is going, and the guy's making sounds like that. And I said to Carla, I don't think the majority of men make sounds like that, really, when they're in the middle of that. And Carla looked at me and went, and gave me kind of that questioning look, and I wasn't sure whether she was working me or not. Mm-hmm. So Rob says he doesn't make a lot of noise. I know I don't make a lot of noise. You'll be surprised who made the noise during the entire time.
I'm pretty sure I do.
You do?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Oh, all right. God, I'm so disappointed.
You know, it's more
I'm
like...
so disappointed!
It's more like when you have those chick tennis players, you know, every time that they lunge at the ball, you're like,
yeah.
But is that one time, if you know what I mean, when you make that sound?
No.
So throughout?
As We are climbing the ladder.
All right. I thought most guys are really kind of quiet.
As the mercury rises in the thermometer.
Right.
Almost to the point where you have such a high fever that the thermometer will explode.
I'm very surprised at that. I would think you would be the quiet type.
It's an animal thing.
You know, plus, I like dirty talkie anyway.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I am. File me under surprise. I am very surprised. I just didn't know whether it was a majority of men and women that I know women are more apt to do that, but guys I always thought were kind of just there.
We like them to be anyway, generally. Like, isn't that true?
Like Brahma bulls. Yeah. And I don't like it when I'm watching films and guys make noise. I hate it, as a matter of fact.
The next time the camera's rolling, I'll hold my tongue.
It's terrible. When you're making your next porno
buzz.
That's
right. So a listener wanted to know how Don weighed in on that.
Well, you heard him.
It just so happens.
He's noisy.
It just so happens that happened today. At 11 o'clock this morning.
And you made noise?
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Oh, good. All right. I'm glad we're getting this confirmation.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie pie. How you doing?
Okay.
Is she listening?
Are you listening?
What do you think?
Well, honey, it's not a trick question.
Yes,
okay.
Dear.
All right. Okay,
so, Janet, you're listening to the subject matter?
I am.
Okay.
Welcome.
This morning, when there was some tension being relieved, and oh, boy, did I need it. How long did I go to sleep for? I was asleep instantly as soon as the faucet was turned off. I was out for how long?
Between 40 and 45 minutes.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. Noise?
You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We really can't get detailed. Because suffice to say, you make noise.
Question answered.
I believe so.
Yes, he does.
All right, sweetie. See you tonight.
Okay, I look forward to it.
All right, bye, baby.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, methinks the lady is in a pleased state.
Yeah.
She sounded a little googly right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you never know. You work with a guy for 20-plus years, you never really know.
I knocked it out of the park today.
Sounds like it.
I'm telling you.
Sounds like she's still glowing.
I'm telling you, that ball, no pun intended, that ball went out of the park, and right now it's rotating the Earth's atmosphere.
All right, you're getting me motivated a little bit here. Maybe I'll try to be noisier. Well, I have a non-spontaneous date
tonight.
It
has to be natural.
I have a non-spontaneous date. We kind of penciled each other in.
What is that?
We just said, are you free tonight? I'm free.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Yeah, my name is Steven Chavez, and I was just calling because I'm going to be in the Washington, D.C. area for a week around Thanksgiving.
Who let the dogs out?
You guys are sweet.
What?
You're so funny.
What can we do for you?
Can you do me a favor, sir?
Yes.
Can you stand closer to the dog?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen.
No, the dog is better than the call.
We love dogs. We love dogs that sing and talk.
Yeah, can you really get the dog to make some noise? There's nothing we enjoy more.
Here, hold on one second. I just put it inside.
Oh, pardon me.
that usually does it.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. Yay, yay, yay. Come here. Daddy's got peanut butter.
Oh, man.
No, I was just calling about the Humble Vember.
Yes.
Are you a gay man?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And you mentioned you're going to be in the D.C. area. Where are you from? Where are you calling right now from?
I'm from Elk Grove.
Where's that near?
Well, we should know where that is. Where is that?
It's near Sacramento, but it's kind of a nicer part.
So you're actually going to be in town around that time?
Yes, for a whole week.
That must be very hard to be gay in Sacramento. What with the level of intolerance there?
Yes, the hateful town of Sacramento.
I think it'd be impossible to be gay.
It'd be impossible to be different in Sacramento in any way.
You get along best there if you're white and stupid.
How's that dog doing, sir?
He's doing fine, thank you.
All right, so you're going to be in town. You want to come down for our thing?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I'm so glad. You know what? I would be honored, you know. And I was just wondering, would there be any problem with my name?
Oh, wait a minute. Sacramento name. I smell one coming. Here we go.
No.
What's your name?
My name's Steven Chavez.
Now, unless there's some guy out there named Stephen Thomas who's going to be very upset, that seems like a generic name. We got no problem with that.
Chavez.
No, not Stephen Thomas. Stephen Chavez.
Chavez. Now, why would you think there'd be a problem with that name?
Well, a lot of gay men don't like Mexican people, so I was.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Homo Joe dated a very hot Latin man.
The guy that beat him up, though.
Oh, is that the guy that beat him up?
That's the guy that beat him up and killed his dog.
Oh, is that really? Wasn't he with, like, a Peruvian guy before that?
It's so hard to keep track.
Was it Mexican or Puerto Rican? Who's the guy that killed his dog?
I think that might be a white guy that killed his dog.
I think you're right.
He's got a long history of people from other lands.
You know, for years, you would always say, hey, Joe, Homo Joe, you know, where's your latest Latin lover?
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Mr. Chavez, I think, you know, you can join the party.
We see no problem.
Okay.
Can you please
email
us your details and we will be in touch.
All right, hold on. Joe will talk to you.
Okay, what do I email?
Hang on.
Hold on.
Hang on.
Hold on just a moment.
All right. Long distance. He's coming from all the way across the country.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. He's coming a long way.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you guys doing? Hey, speaking of gay reference and Charles Barkley, had Charles Barkley said the stuff Phil Jackson said about the Brokeback Mountain comet, would he have gotten in trouble for it?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Can we all make a little more about something that is really an absolute zero of a story?
Yeah, I mean, it is getting to the point now where this reaction to words is really going so far that stuff that really never would have even made a headline, 2 years ago is headline stuff.
If you
now.
Don't know that the Lakers coach Phil Jackson made some offhand comments about Brokeback Mountain, about the way that his team was playing, and everybody right away comes with, you know, the whole PC thing that we do today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting really insane.
Right away, we treat him like he's Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, and then, I mean, bringing up the whole Charles Barkley, I think really when you are a controversial figure and you say things that are, you know, a little bit controversial, you can get away with more stuff, and, you know, who knows? But Charles Barkley's, you know, in a different situation. He's paid to be that way.
It's horrible.
He's paid to be irreverent.
Horrible, terrible.
And I love the fact that he's not laughing at Caliendo.
With Frank Caliendo.
Hey, a little man.
That was not funny.
But he wasn't doing it like that, like Terry Bradshaw.
Really? He was seriously just sitting there.
Just looking at him.
Just take Frank Caliendo's arm with one hand and snap it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What the bleep happened here?
Amen. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is it Joe?
You know, this is Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, turn your radio down, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, you guys, I listen to you guys a lot. Don, Mike, Rob, and Joe, and Buzz. Can't forget Buzz. But
thank you.
Philly, I just wanted to call.
Turn your radio down, please.
Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that Sacramento really sucks. And
this bulletin just in.
We got this guy calling, and he's from Elk Grove, and that's pretty gay. Surprised I got on the radio because I'm so stupid. But
yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
Funny show. I love you guys. I'm not gonna stop listening, but I don't know. I'm just surprised to get on and that you haven't hung up on me yet.
Yeah,
I think
we
you guys
too.
Like to hang up on people.
Yeah, enjoy it.
He feels better now.
All right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's no way that you could come from my loins. Soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's funny, right?
Yeah, right?
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry. Thank
you. You can call Don and Mike anytime. from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Come. Flowers, is there a John Luck Pickard here?
That was funny.
Larry liked that.
You're a moron.
Okay.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Not funny.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
Wow.
It looks like baby vomit.
Thank you, Gordon. All right. Stop it, you poop.
I didn't ask you. You poop.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Radio gods.
Hello.
Hey, I'm only about 6% gay, but I figured out that you guys are just making memories with Homovember. What's wrong with those guys upstairs, man?
Everything's cool. You're talking about the executives?
Yeah.
They just had to have a little logic explained to them, and they're cool.
They're fine now, and we're going full speed ahead with it.
All right. Well, okay. Continue making memories.
And continue to build on that 6%.
And there he goes.
Making memories. Wasn't that Garth Brooks?
That was the Elvis impersonator.
Elvis.
We're not here to make fun.
But didn't Garth Brooks at one point say he was making memories or...
Well, he just came... He just came out. He just had a concert, his big comeback concert.
It goes back to a really good spirited argument you had with a caller who would follow Garth Brooks from concert to concert. And you told him he was a moron, which he was. And he said, hey, man, I'm just making memories.
Wow, you got a good
there
memory.
There you go.
Good
Thank job. You, Rob.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was also the Elvis guy, too.
Yeah, we're not here to make fun. We're here just to make memories.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
I hear breathing.
And you're gone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, just want to let you know, in case you haven't talked about it already, it seems like they've started playing the Christmas music extra early again this year.
Are some radio stations already doing it before Thanksgiving?
There were some, I think. God, Buzz, didn't you have it on the news last week?
Yeah, in fact, they started on Halloween, specifically in Kansas City, one station.
I know there's at least one CBS station in Boston,
right.
The oldie station. They've already turned that to all Christmas.
I might be mocked here, but I have to tell you that I will be doing some decorating this weekend.
I tell you what, Jack.
I will actually be putting some stuff up around the house. Not the tree, though.
Right.
Not the tree. The artificial tree is staying in the attic.
My chiropractor had his Christmas tree up when I got there today.
Really?
I gave him grief for that.
Too early
for the tree. We're talking about maybe getting some stuff down and maybe putting some stuff around the house.
What is acceptable is if it's a mild weekend, put your lights up, but don't turn them on yet.
Right.
Agreed. I'm with you there.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
I'm going to put some stuff up, and I will set up the menorah.
When will you be doing the Living Manger?
I'm going to be doing that after Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Who will you play this year?
I'm going to play the traditional role that I enjoy the most, and that, of course, is the baby Jesus.
Did you get the menorah that I wanted, that big, gigantic one at Home Depot?
Yeah.
The 9-foot by 6-foot one?
It's the giant one that
the
I will put
plug-in out. Plug-in one?
Yeah,
the
I'll
big
put
plug-in
it,
one?
Put it on the front yard, and obviously, you know, I don't light the candles yet. We have to wait for Hanukkah to begin.
Right.
I'm sorry, Hanukkah.
Right.
And the menorah, and then they'll have the living creche that Rob was talking about, and then the Kwanzaa display that I'm looking forward to.
I hope
to.
You all can come out to my house. I've got the 10-foot Yule log I'll be lighting.
Yeah, I've seen your Yule log. I read about that diet yesterday.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Too early for decorations.
Little.
Too early.
Mm-hmm. Anything?
Anything. Too early, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thanksgiving decorations.
Hey,
hello.
Mike, how y'all doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Hey, just on the moaning thing, I'm not much of that myself, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, I was curious if we could get a little bit of clarification from Janet. When you had asked her if you were a moaner, she kind of said, yeah, he is.
Right. She doesn't make a lot of noise. What was the problem with that?
Oh, so she doesn't make noise?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just wondered about the emphasis.
She's quiet.
The ball gag?
Now we know.
Yeah, except it's quite a ball gag.
The ball gag.
Like the gimp.
Only you would have the technical name for that thing.
Not only me.
The ball gag.
No, it's what the guy on the phone said. Right? Did he say that or did Rob say that?
Rob said ball gag. Rob was the only one in this entire conversation that said ball gag.
Buzz knows the word.
I was thinking about it.
A ball gag. So that's the thing when it's the leather strap with the little ball holder and it goes right in the mouth.
Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Ask for it by name at the novelty store.
Rob.
Ball gag.
Ball gag. Hi there.
Hey, I got a challenge for Rob.
What's the challenge, my friend?
Hey, after my boss had a vasectomy, he had marital relations with his wife 18 hours later. After I had mine, I had it 12 hours later. I want to see if Rob can beat that.
You mean as far as after the surgery?
I don't know, Rob. Can you beat it?
What, my wife?
No, just can you beat it?
Yeah, you bet. I'll beat it hard. I'll beat the hell out of it.
Can you beat it a lot?
Twice a day.
Can't wait till you come back with a higher voice.
Can you beat it on a toilet seat?
I can.
Yeah, get him a ball gag.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, hi guys.
Hi there.
Can I make an observation about gay guys? They don't get vasectomies.
Of course they don't. They don't need to.
Every single one's going to be more masculine than Rob A.
Wow.
Ouch.
Ooh.
That's cold.
Ouch.
Right.
That's cold.
You're a beaten man today for some reason. You're not fighting back at all.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, that's our names. Hi there. How are you?
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Real quick, you know, I've seen Christmas decorations and all and the bows. So what knot is that bow tied in?
He did say what knot.
Yeah, but he was doing it in that tricky way.
I know he did, but still, you know, a what knot is a what knot is a what knot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Which
knot? Hi. Hi. Parts is parts. Rules is rules.
That's right.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to tell Rob, get that Yule log up while he can.
What do you mean by, is that a heavy lifting reference?
No, that's a vasectomy reference.
Hey, you know what would be good? You know those Yule log cakes you can get? Have you ever seen those at a bakery?
Sure.
Is she still on the phone? I'm talking to this.
Yeah, she's there.
Talking to this pump. Hey, pump, you ever see a Yule log cake?
Lady.
Did I ever see a Yule log what?
Cake.
Cake.
Cake. Oh, no.
Do you have frosting in your ears from a particularly...
Hey,
listen.
My husband...
Wow, you're losing it, Robbie.
...frosting much longer than you will, dude.
You call me dude.
Yes.
What's your favorite dessert?
Frosting.
Yeah, I bet you eat a lot of it, don't you?
Well, no, not much. But,
do you have any kids?
I let them,
Do you have any kids?
I've got to jump in here. I feel like the ref. I've got to jump in right now and say, in a stunning upset.
Yeah, stunning upset.
This woman has shut you down.
It's not fair, though, because she couldn't hear.
Your microphone is off. I will tell you, the vasectomy might already as well have been done. You are a neutered boy.
Rob, it was starting to get to you yesterday, and they're getting to you. I don't
know why you did such a good job running interference for me.
Winner. Can I hear the winner? I love that
winner.
Sound.
I don't know where that sound is.
You're the winner,
winner,
lady.
Honey. You're a winner.
Yes, she is.
Thank you, baby.
You kicked him right in his nuts before he had them taken away.
Great.
They don't take them away.
I heard that actually the swelling might cause you to grow another one.
That'll be good. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. Maybe she could choke on it.
Do you know that very seriously I was discussing with somebody while I was away your condition?
Of course.
It's not
because
a condition.
Because
not
it got yet. To that point in the conversation.
It's not a condition.
Again, without... I'm sorry, your microphone... We gave your microphone a vasectomy. You're going to have the operation to reverse it to get it turned back on.
How do you do that?
I like it when he's just over there bellowing. He's bellowing. Rob, I told you yesterday, I mean, it's just difficult to keep this subject off the air. People are clamoring to talk about it.
There was a guy yesterday. excuse me.
You don't lose your balls. They just snip the vas deferens.
A guy in the airport. Okay.
A perfect stranger.
Correct. Spots me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Comes over. Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
I tell him my circumstance.
Right.
He's a commuter. He's like, I'm sorry to hear about your loss. Mm-hmm. Says, maybe this is not the right time. I know you hate it when guys bring this up on the air, but is Rob really getting a vasectomy?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I say to the guy, yes, he is. And he said, don't have him do it. And I said, why is that? And he said, his brother was thinking about it. Uh-huh. And... Are you aware what they do? I mean, I must tell you, I did not know exactly what it is and how they do it.
You should go to YouTube.
They actually have a very intricate procedure where they do two cuts, right? Uh-huh. Two incisions? Isn't that what they do?
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
The guy was describing it to me, and I said, I thought it was like just down by the beanbag, that it was a simple,
right.
like you find a chicken bone, uh-huh, and you snap it off and then you're okay. But
no,
my God, you're going to be ripped apart.
Yeah. Not per se.
That's not to mention what I mentioned yesterday, the rupturing sperm.
Well, that's one in three.
Well, that was the rupturing sperm that causes Don a myriad of diseases.
Yeah, I bet you can't say that.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're using it as a form of action.
Oh, really?
His sperm.
Yeah, but it's not the deed.
I would bet you anything that they deleted that out.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
All right. We're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were reading about a procedure that had gone horribly wrong.
Epididymitis
was what the guy had.
But that only happens at best to one.
And it involves the swimmers getting into the bloodstream and causing a serious injury.
Antibodies.
And it's, I believe the term was chronic scrotal pain.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was what was referred to. And, I mean, there were two pages of this thing. Buzz says this one guy has written many, many stories about his experience with a vasectomy on the internet.
This Kevin guy.
The guy Kevin, who was talking about how he is in pain to this day. And it is the kind of pain that is the equivalent to getting kicked down there. And we all know how that feels.
I swear to you, sitting in Reagan National Airport yesterday, mm-hmm, the guy sitting next to me said his brother, whoever it was, felt like one of his balls went inside and he cannot get it to feel like it's out.
See, that's the exception.
He said when he goes to the doctor, the doctor says,
right,
they look fine.
Yeah.
And he says, it feels like one of them is pushed up in.
Pulled up in, yeah.
You should have gone to a better doctor.
A doctor. My doctor.
That is the exception.
You know, we've been having fun with this, but have you taken any pause at all, or are you still full speed ahead?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. He's getting cut.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Rob's getting cut. There's no turning back. He's going to go for it.
Bring it.
Rob Spiewak getting cut.
When are you going for your first thing, if they get to know you?
Wednesday.
It's funny with your microphone being off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a
riot. Day before Thanksgiving.
You know, it's kind of life.
What?
Having a vasectomy.
It's not at all like that.
Sure it is.
Yeah, he's cut your microphone off.
But there's no way this will kill me.
Hey, Don, give me a vasectomy.
See? Hi, everybody.
See, now, your voices still can be heard.
Hello, Don.
But you know what?
Right.
No power.
Hey, Don, reverse my vasectomy.
There we go.
He's back.
I do know this.
Rob's hasn't been reversed yet.
If you bring up the whole notion of reversing the vasectomy.
I'm curious whether anybody can even hear you.
Yeah, they can.
You're so off mic right now.
Trust me. Yes.
They can hear him?
They can hear him in the building next door.
People without radios can hear him.
If you ask about reversing the vasectomy at the Get to Know You meeting.
And you say vasectomy. You don't say vasectomy?
Vasectomy.
Or the vas, as they like to call it. I can't believe, you know, thank God. This is what, 4 days now we've been talking about this? I can't get enough of it.
No one can. Everybody wants to talk about it.
Everybody wants to. You know, this has gone so far beyond the guys that call in, uh-huh, that have had the procedure.
True.
This has got strong opinions everywhere. Men, women.
I never bring it up.
I know you don't.
Never.
You shouldn't have told me. You should not have mentioned it to the group. I mean, you mentioned it in a way. Because I know you can't hide it.
You could have quietly gone on vacation, gone to that Mexican hospital where you're going to have the procedure done, and then come back with Dr. Snip Chavez, who is going to be doing the procedure. And this story yesterday, I should have saved it because I really should have just given it to you to read in your at your leisure, uh-huh, because it was details of what this guy had gone through. And, you know, it involved the bloodstream, and then it moved into his abdomen, where he had the abdominal pain.
Antibodies.
And, I mean, I didn't get through one-third of this thing. I mean, it was amazing.
Then his brain exploded.
All right, Rob.
Well, it's going to be fine.
It's Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, the same day as Homovember.
Yes. What is that, the 16th?
Gotcha.
14th? 19th?
You're going to be fine. I think you're going to be fine.
Oh,
quiet.
I'm trying to be your friend.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe while I'm there, I'll see if your doctor's in the same building, and I'll check in for you.
You know, to see if I'm dying.
The way
diabetes.
This is the way that your penis and your balls are going to feel.
They're still going to be right there. Now, they're just going to be muted a little bit.
It's like that microphone. You're doing your goddamnedest to talk into it,
right?
But nothing's happening. Something, I mean, you can still kind of be
I
heard.
Trust me.
He is shaking. He is rattled by this. He is rattled like he's never been rattled before.
After the procedure,
yes,
things will happen.
Like what?
What do you mean? Like what's going to happen? What?
I won't be muted.
Oh, really? You mean you're going to come back stronger and bigger and badder than ever?
Much more powerful. Like a $6 million man. I'll be like Steve Austin.
Oh, God.
Stone Cold?
No, not that one.
No.
He's a pussy. I'm talking about Lee Majors.
You're going to come back like a G.I. Joe doll.
No, they don't remove anything.
They might as well.
No, you see, no.
Yes,
no.
Yes, yes.
Did you ever have your teeth cleaned?
Hey, Rob.
Don.
Again.
Did you ever have your teeth cleaned?
Again,
Don.
I'm having a hard time hearing you because you had a vasectomy on your microphone.
Don!
There you go. Your sperms are getting through. What?
Have you ever had your teeth cleaned?
Yes.
Well, then go to the dentist and say, then go ahead and just pull them out.
But I never go get my teeth cleaned and then walk out of the office and go, I feel like I just got kicked in the nads.
And I don't leave the dentist.
Yes, you do.
And
yes,
that's right. I can't impregnate women with just my teeth. I mean, I wish I could.
You said you could.
I wish I could, Robbie.
No, that's an old wives' tale. That's a Don Geronimo urban legend.
That's fake.
I have no desire to impregnate a woman.
Obviously.
Exactly.
It's been taken, the right's been taken away from you.
I have it right now.
Great, six more days. Go out there and be Johnny Appleseed.
I will. How about that? Six. No, I won't, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I have no desire to.
How about the Catholic method?
How about it?
You have no desire to have sex?
No, I never said that.
To have sex with strangers?
I have no desire to impregnate a woman. A woman.
A woman.
A woman.
Are you straining at stool?
That has nothing to do with
it. Hey, wait a minute. What about that? Back, I mean, play into it?
No.
Have you had to? You haven't even had your first consult, have you?
Right.
So you're gonna?
Couldn't.
Well, because it's down there. There's plumbing. There's plumbing.
You have ulcerative colitis.
This whole procedure takes place outside of my body.
Sure, it does, Rob. That's how they give you a vasectomy. They don't have to touch your body.
No. It's all in the bag, baby.
He means outside,
I know, in a
hanging way.
Outside the trunk.
I know what
As
he means.
As Mr. Liddy used to say, the primary male sexual characteristic is external, whereas the woman's is internal.
Well, I know that. I went to school.
Of course.
I've seen girls' parts.
We read books.
Sure. Right.
And if perhaps the colitis will prevent it, we'll explore other methods.
Will they all be involving you?
Have you thought, excuse me for one moment, you thought about using that? Have you thought about maybe going to your wife who's ordering you to get this vasectomy to say, listen, the problem with my anus is multifold, and it's like having you're working on two different areas, and there are cones, and there are flags, and there are work guys there. I mean, so dangerous, these two areas, so close.
I will have to tell Dr. Pretorius about the ulcerative colitis. But I don't think it will be
What is his name?
I just made it up.
Dr. Pretorius.
That's a guy from the Bride of Frankenstein. Now, Buzz, you've had ass trouble.
Yeah, well, sort of, yes.
Dr. Mangorian and his Wonder Emporium.
Now, Charlie, are you excited?
Oh, yeah, Rob.
You see the ad?
Really excited.
Hey, Charlie.
Dustin Hoffman. It's his Wonder Emporium.
Charlie.
Yes, Don?
What's Robbie going to have done?
Oh, they're going to cut him off.
No.
They're going to chop him.
That's right, Charlie.
They're going to chop you, Rob.
But.
Yes.
You are a noted medical scholar. Do you think there is any way my colitis will be any sort of stumbling block for the vasectomy?
I didn't think so until Mike read that story yesterday.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you. Rob, here's my point. This is just my point. You've had issues down there, back there.
Right.
And you're talking about a totally different side of your body. It would just seem to me that, you know, with all you've gone through, down there. You wouldn't want anybody messing around with anything down there.
The only safe area right now down there is your taint. your taint is like the DMZ right now.
Yeah.
But because there's no doubt that your butt is at war. Your body's at butt with your war.
And you know what that will become? That will become the bridge between two angry sets of tissue.
What that's right. It's like Checkpoint Charlie.
Yeah, no,
the DMZ.
Your taint is going to be like between North Korea and South Korea.
What about this? How about this? Let me offer this. What if the vasectomy cures the colitis?
How could that possibly be?
How could it possibly affect my colitis?
I think now you're just pulling things out of thin air, and
you
then
because
I read a very
shoehorned it in there.
Detailed account of a guy that had a vasectomy go bad.
I didn't even hear the story that you're talking about, but I believe Mike.
Of course you do.
Buzz, paid attention to it. Rob was kind of in denial, but Buzz listened to it. It was sorts of things happened,
this
right?
This guy's colon got infected in the course of, the aftermath.
That's right. It was his colon.
You know, and I wouldn't think there'd be any connection, but look what happened to this guy.
It had nothing to do with his colon.
It did. It got into his bloodstream.
His colon got infected.
No, it got into his bloodstream.
Well, if it gets into your bloodstream, your brain will get infected.
Well, they mentioned that, too.
My brain is fine.
Why don't you just pull out?
Thank you. I agree.
You know, a lot of times that's fun.
It is.
To pull out.
I've been doing that most of my life.
It boils down to this. My wife asked me to do it.
She told you to do it.
She asked me.
That's all right. You're a loving husband. That's nice.
You are a loving husband. Nobody has disputed that, Rob. Nobody has disputed that on this show.
Not yet.
Everybody is behind you. Everybody's 100% behind you.
Apparently, there's not a safe place.
We'd be a little more behind you if you chose to get the procedure done. And I wasn't even supposed to say the V word after yesterday.
But I knew you were
The procedure. I was not lying. I really wasn't lying. I was trying.
You meant well.
I'm sorry. I'll say procedure.
You say what you want.
I'd love to have you do your procedure on the radio.
Vasectomy.
Vasectomy, that's fine.
Why not? Why don't you have your procedure done on there?
Because that I don't want to do.
Why?
If God forbid something goes wrong.
Aha!
Now, see, now that, and there's the reason.
There's the rub.
Yeah, but I hope there's some of that.
Boy, do you know really what kind of bonanza that would be?
How great would that be?
Do you know how, it would be the gift.
I'm now making a small incision right here. You'll notice.
I got a bleeder.
Oh, that was the other thing. The guys that called in that had not gotten properly anesthetized.
Yeah, but I think if you're with it, mm-hmm. you'll be able to warn the doctor.
Oh, you're with it. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do. You want to be a step ahead of the doctor.
Well, sure.
In all medical procedures, you want to be the one that knows more than your doctor does.
Well, you would have to be the one who knows more whether or not you could feel down there.
You want to sing the lyrics to that famous rock and roll song.
Which one is
that? I want to be sedated.
Ramones.
Yes, the fabulous Ramones. The Ramones, Rob.
Have you had a dental procedure lately? I hate to bring the dentist back in, but the dentist asks you, can you feel that?
Hey, you know, I'm thinking about him doing it on the air, especially if we were in the operating room. You know what I think back to?
What's that?
I think back to that dog that was it your dog that came in?
Yeah, my dog, Max.
And Max had the procedure done.
Neutered on the air, right.
See,
same thing.
Picture Rob in that position.
That's exactly what it is.
It's not the same.
And here's the thing. A dentist
don't take anything away.
A dentist could say to me, we're going to rip out your teeth and give you fake teeth. And I'd go, big deal. What's this guy going to say to you? Hey, Rob, here's a fake set of balls.
No, I don't need a fake set of balls.
Well, then don't bring a dentist into it.
No. I was talking about the Novocaine.
Right.
Because that's what they use.
Well, they ought to put you to sleep. They can put you to sleep.
They can.
Wouldn't you want to be put to sleep?
Twilight.
It's twilight time.
Why do you want twilight?
Because then you don't have to go to the hospital.
And I was telling Rob that I think he probably should go to a hospital in case there are any
complications.
Complications. I think
emergency.
Complications really only happen the morbidly obese.
Well, then we're gonna be fine.
Hey, what if it's that like that line out of Something About Mary? We got a bleeder.
I
it's going to be fine.
So do I.
Lots of Novocaine, and then get home and lots of beer. And
you know, what if you're a mellow guy anyway, but you're a very jester-like, jolly guy who bounces around. What if he comes back? After procedure, he walks into the studio and he's just staring at us with a glassy stare, like he's afraid and he doesn't know who we are.
Almost like he's been lobotomized.
Yes. Well, in that case, I'll screen calls.
Hey, say what you want. Mm-hmm. Let me just ask Joe.
Let's see if he'd get that procedure done.
Joe?
Hey, Minty Fresh.
Hey, Joe.
Is Joe at his station?
Joe!
Yes, Don.
You ever get a vasectomy?
What?
Would you ever get a vasectomy?
Not a chance.
How do you feel about Rob getting the procedure? What are your thoughts, Joe?
Better him than me.
And his teeth have never been whiter.
It's okay, though, because he'll have a Big Bite cheese dog and a grape soda afterwards.
And what do you think of that diet, Joe?
Sounds like a kid who just got out of the hospital.
Is that the food you ate yesterday?
It is. I eat it most every day. You expect me to wait for Carrie to cook for me? I'd starve to death.
My God, I've never met a guy who needs his balls as bad as you do.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't let them take your balls away.
You don't understand that they don't take them away.
I believe Mr. Geronimo was speaking figuratively.
I understand they don't actually chop them off.
Uh-huh. Right.
They're still there. They just don't do nothing.
Unplugged. You know what they're doing in a figurative way? Uh-huh. Cutting out your manliness.
No, they're not.
In a manner of speaking, they are.
Well, in a manner of speaking, you can say anything.
Mm-hmm. You know what they're doing? They're turning the faucet. They're closing down the faucet on your manliness.
That was very clever, boys.
What they're doing is they're taking the manhole cover, and they're getting one of those torches, and they're actually...
cauterizing it.
There's the word. And use it now.
And now it's not bothering you.
And now it doesn't bother me at all.
Very good.
They're going to cauterize... your taint. They're going to cauterize.
No, they're not. If they do, they're going to get one honey of a lawsuit.
They've missed if that happens.
What if you come in? If you come in after the procedure, we come back from vacation, and you've got those special crutches, the kind that go up to your forearm.
Boy, would we feel bad?
We feel money for
we
a while.
Would feel so bad, wouldn't
for
we?
For a little while.
No, we wouldn't.
My feet would face inward. Yes. My arms would not bend.
No, you'd have those like happened? Run, Forrest, run. You know those things,
braces.
Yeah,
and he's also got around his neck one of those little chains with a bib. A little brown stain. On.
And you know what else you'd have to have? The Christopher Reeve thing for his head.
He's got the screws in his scalp.
A head brace.
That's how the procedure goes. Oh, dear friend. And his head's completely shaved.
He looks like Larry David's manager.
Yeah.
Jeff Garland.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there would have to be four or five. Bad mistakes before we got to that level.
Well, don't they normally multiply? Isn't it like a snowball effect?
All I know is if they're putting my head in a brace, I'm calling it off.
They just roll him in on a hand truck. He's just standing. He can't move.
We sit there. We get to the station, and Rob's late, and we look out the window, and it's Carrie lowering you down from the specialty van. Rob, you've had a bit of a time. Yes, sir.
The fun we'd have, you'll be standing in the corner, and I'll just walk by, walk right up to your nose and go, hey, like that. And you won't be able to move or do anything.
Won't be able to do a damn thing.
We'll fart right in your face.
Rob, I never heard of anybody getting a vasectomy and then being in a full body cast.
Well, what must that be like to get farted in your face?
I don't know. You'll find out when you get that total body paralyzation happening,
after
though.
10 years of sitting behind you, it's nothing I haven't.
Well, do you think all this talk is going to weigh on you when you're actually being wheeled in? Well, you're not going to a hospital, so what? You're going to be in a regular doctor's office and sit on a table?
Free clinic?
A little grass shack.
It's a wooden table. No, it's butcher block.
Aren't you having it done at Good Guys?
I haven't done
at
Good Guys. Benihana. They'll do that, and then they'll set me on fire. Gasoline.
All right, Robbie. Well,
it's
we...
an outpatient procedure at a doctor's office.
Outpatient.
Well, that's the one, yeah. That's Rob all the way, though.
Yeah, the budget.
Seriously.
Is it in the mall?
I think of all the people here, you're the only one that's ever had any procedures done.
I had a root canal done in the mall. Don't go to a mall. Don't go to a mall urologist.
There it is again with a dentist, though.
Yes, I know. You know. The dentist keeps coming up, doesn't it?
Because that's his only recourse to fight this battle.
Right.
What?
You're going to have to spend the rest of your life like with a cup.
Mike is the one who went to the dentist.
I went to the dentist in the mall, but it was a long time ago.
But you threw up the dentist thing as a way of fighting back.
Well, that's the only thing I have with Novocaine.
Could you say to your doctor, conceivably, I would feel more comfortable having this procedure done in the hospital?
I could say anything I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Why? Okay. Why don't you just L-I-E to your W-I-F-E?
Oh, yeah.
And then you come home.
That's the plan.
You say, God, my balls hurt. And she treats you real nice, and she ices down your balls. And then you're just very careful.
You just go, you say, hey, all right, I'll be back, and I'd really be more comfortable going by myself. And then you just go to, like, see Spider-Man or something.
God forbid something happens, though, when she's pregnant again. I'd never hear the end of it.
Well,
sometimes they don't work, though. That's another
right.
thing that we've downloaded, all that information.
It's not 100%.
It's not 100%. Why are you looking at me?
Our next contestant on What My Wife Doesn't Know, Bob Spiewak.
I'm sorry.
That'd be so great.
And you know what would be great about that?
What?
I would get to keep the copay.
Oh, that's right.
$20.
It's $15 in your pocket.
$20 that 20. He, that, see,
right.
Now he's getting motivated.
Think about it. So I'm saying, think about it.
Probably going to do that now.
And I'm sorry, I'm understanding. Everybody gave you a very hard time about this yesterday.
And the day before.
All they did was they tried to make sure I knew what was ahead of me.
It was a research paper. It was a great deal of research looking out for his best interests.
Science.
That's the way I like to put it.
Okay. Well, so is this guy at the airport that I met yesterday. Swear to Christ, out of the blue. Is Rob really getting a vasectomy? Tell him to think twice because my brother had some problem.
Mm-hmm. I've thought twice. Maybe even more.
Okay.
Thought twice in the last 10 minutes.
Well, good luck to you.
And good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
It's fun talking to you like this, though.
I truly enjoy it. I really do.
It really has been good.
It's, you just got a totally different presence when he doesn't have your microphone turned on.
Everybody has a good time, and we all talk, and it's nice.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it nice?
It's very nice.
It's a good time.
This is a good time. Are you having a good time?
Are you having a good time?
I'm having a wonderful time.
What's your dad think about this?
Oh, are you ready? Are you ready for the biggest news of all? Tell Mr. Geronimo what your dad thinks.
Don't tell me you and your dad are doing this together.
Already had one.
Well, you know why? Your dad's a cool guy. Good for you, Bob Spiewak.
Yeah, Bob's gotten it done.
Bob's a happening guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, your dad's out there. Your dad's a player. Your dad's nothing like you. Your dad's out there getting it done. Your dad really obviously should have that done. Look at him.
I agree. You remember he got married, right?
I remember, and I'm saying correct.
Back in the day.
No, he just recently got married.
Just recently, but back in the day. You know, he was a player.
Right. He was married when he got the vasectomy.
Oh, he was married?
There was a time when my parents were together,
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay.
Your dad got a vasectomy when he was with your mom?
It was right after Rob was born.
I'll send you a bill for the setup.
Once he saw the head, I cannot possibly have this happen again.
That's all right, Sharon, do it. I can never imagine your dad speaking with your voice because your dad has...
Hi, how
real,
are you?
Yeah, Rob's dad has a real dad voice.
Well, everything that's screwed up about me is perfect in him.
You know, the first time we met Rob's father, we both looked at him and we went, no.
I mean, really, you want to talk about, I mean, I know I was talking about being adopted. Really, the first time we were at a nightclub and Rob said, I'll give you $100 if you can pick my dad out of the crowd.
It was amazing.
To me and Mike. And we must have gone up to 50 men that night.
Absolutely amazing.
And then we still thought it was a goof when we finally did meet his dad.
Right.
Because unlike Rob's odd head face, I mean, oh, there. Your dad is like strikingly handsome.
Yes, he is.
He's a lovely man.
Really, he is.
Yeah, he is.
And now you'll have this to commiserate with. Now, how much of this, I know you love your dad, and you talk to your dad all the time. Is this kind of like, my dad did it, so I'll do it too?
Had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with it.
He's just kind of talking you through it, working you through it, right?
Well, I asked him how it went with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it was all right.
Right.
It wasn't a fun procedure, but it's fine.
I'm sad I'll never be able to share that with my dad.
You got me on that one.
I know.
You just stopped the room.
Hey, hi there. We'll be right back.
You're here all week.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
What the bleep happened here?
Hasn't tonight been great? Just us boys drinking beer, yelling like idiots, emitting various gases.
I didn't ask you. You poop.
You poop idiots, because they choose to be Don and Mike.
Just heard Rob Spiewak on the phone with that drag queen.
Oh, really?
Yep, the guy, gal, shemale that we had been looking for Homovember.
It's a guy that dresses in drag, right?
Yes.
The great Blair Michaels.
Blair Michaels.
Who is very excited because not only does he, she, it have a new show opening.
Right.
He's leaving Thanksgiving to be a makeup artist at the Miss USA pageant.
Wow.
Good. That's nice.
And he's going to perform here?
He will come and he will, by my request, sing Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Oh, perfect. Fantastic.
That is beautiful. Homovember happening 1 week from yesterday.
Oh, right? That's exciting.
All the information right there at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Rob, I just wanted to let you know there is still hope. I had scheduled my vasectomy about a year ago, and then a week before my appointment, my wife she hemorrhaged and had an emergency hysterectomy. So problem was solved.
All right, well.
That's Johnny Sensitive
calling. You can hope, Rob. There's always hope.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, kind of a tough way to get out of it, but he got out of it.
You can hope.
That's the important thing.
Here's another thing that started on the show earlier this week, firejoegibbsnow.com.
Yes. Right.
This is something that was honestly done half out of just being frustrated with the Redskins and half just goofing on,
right,
you know, the icon, the man that you can't make fun of, the man that you, how dare you say anything about Joe Gibbs?
He's untouchable.
Well, I'm telling you, wait until they get their asses handed to them by Dallas this weekend, and then you see what kind of traffic that website does.
Right.
In the last 2 days, we've gotten 26,000 hits.
Wow.
And people are actually voting and taking it seriously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right now it's about 50-50, and Joe sent me an email that linked to whatever the Redskins' official fan site is.
Right.
And there's an entire thread, a subtopic of Redskins fans who are incensed at us. The average response is something like, how dare these guys do this? Our team is 5-4. Don and Mike are hacks. Don and Mike are has-beens. Don and Mike are doing this for attention. Joe Gibbs is a great man. Joe Gibbs has done so much for the city of Washington, D.C.
Right, right.
How dare they say that this man, and some of them take
He's a coach in the NFL. He's a coach of a professional sports team. And coaches get scrutinized. And this is, this happens all the time.
Anyway, loving it. Love all the attention the website is getting. Just wait. Like I said, just wait till Monday.
Yeah. Right.
Just wait until they get waxed by the Cowboys.
And, of course, I do believe in the philosophy of any given Sunday. In the event that the Redskins beat the Dallas Cowboys, we will be coming into work on Monday, and that's when the people will be out in front with the pitchforks.
Sure.
Come on out of there. Come on out of there, you pussies.
Bring it.
Come on.
Love it. So that's good news.
And they'll all be wearing those big styrofoam hats, those cowboy hats.
Just like the Redskins were going to maybe beat the Patriots.
And I think Joe's going to get some kind of link so you can be linked to the Redskins, quote-unquote, official site.
26,000. That's amazing.
26,000
hits
in 2 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very
and,
cool.
And most people taking it seriously.
Very.
For God's sakes.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with you people? I mean, seriously, we're 5-4. We're still in the playoff hunt.
How dare they, those hacks?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey,
hi there.
Rob A, if you go ahead and get the snip, make sure you take your Playmate and have 2 bags of frozen peas on ice.
God, we have heard that so much. Yeah. Frozen. Why is it just frozen peas? What's wrong with frozen green beans?
It doesn't conform as well.
Hello, okay. Don and Mike Show. It's like, Mike, I think it's like beanbag. I think it's like the feel of a beanbag chair.
Oh, all right.
Corn also works.
Corn. Corn always works.
That's right.
Corn always works a second time.
A bag of corn.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi. Very well, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Rob that I had a vasectomy about 17 years ago, and I still, from time to time, will get twinges of pain. And different sensations.
Well, he's thinking about just lying to his wife about it.
That's the best course of action. I think that'll be fantastic. And really, think of the what's the total time commitment for the procedure? About 4 hours?
No, not even that.
Not even that? Well, you know, maybe you say 3 hours, 3.5 hours. Just think, that's 3.5 hours of blissful time for you.
Right.
You can do anything you want.
Well,
you can go to the grape soda factory.
Go to the. I was just going to say Cheesecake Factory because that's a real place, but I forgot.
Right. It's Frankenberry cereal, Pop-Tarts, the 7-Eleven Big Bite hamburger, and then Costco one-third pound, two Costco one-third pound sun-dried tomato burgers with Texas Pete's hot sauce and what else?
No, the hot sauce was Joe, I thought.
No, no.
Was it?
It was Rob. That was on your burger, right?
Yes, Buzz. Pay attention.
All right. Sorry. But I remember the sleeve of Oreos.
Thank you.
At 10:30.
Well, I don't know if anybody brought this up yesterday.
Watch, I'll come to your defense now. Thank you.
Oh, good.
You've been there.
you mean as far as the eating?
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, have.
Your
yes.
list of eating
yes.
on the weekends when you come in, you have phenomenal lists.
I probably have a list that would have blown his list out of the water when I've really decided to get my eat on. And I'd like to remind everyone that Thanksgiving is coming up also.
I bet you had everybody make a list of what they ate for 24 hours?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's right.
I bet yours was, well, of course, you would be the easiest one, right? Because I bet
you would have thought. You would have thought people were all over the place.
Nobody
they got them
easy.
Wrong. Most people got them wrong. Most people couldn't pigeonhole. You know who was the most meticulous, obviously, was Mr.
Buzz.
Quarter cup of chocolate chips.
Hi.
Buzz, well, sure.
Uh-huh. A scant cup of almonds.
Right.
With, you know, I remember that. No, but they were not as easy. I didn't give brand names. If I'd thrown a few Weight Watchers out there, that might have happened.
But I bet, did you, when you were describing your food.
Yes.
Did you describe your foods as low calorie or light?
Yes.
See, that's how I would have picked yours out right away.
Yeah, and I was surprised that people didn't get that because I had the turkey sandwich with light mayonnaise and light chips and light chips on light bread because it's working so goddamn well for me. That's why the doctor won't call me back because it's working so incredibly well. You know,
right,
it's the light bread and the light tomato and the light mayonnaise.
I just heard about this during a commercial break.
Oh, good. Right. You're up to speed.
That Mike got a call from the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Got the follow-up call.
From the doctor's office.
From the lovely Bonnie, who you know very well. And Bonnie called me and actually didn't want to give me the information over the phone, which I believe she had done before. And then we had Bonnie on the show. We actually called Bonnie on the show, and I asked her, you know, is there a chance we could just get this taken care of now?
You bogarted my Bonnie?
Yeah, I bogarted Bonnie because Bonnie was the one that called me with a follow-up and said, they want you to come in. And she said, now, she also said, no emergency.
Right.
When I got the message when I got home, and she had left another message, it's not an emergency. We just want you to call and schedule a routine follow-up appointment. But I don't believe the word routine was in there. I don't think it was in there.
Was this coming off the test when you had blood work and he put his finger and all
that? Yes. Uh-huh. The big physical that
These
I talked
about. These are the results
about.
Of that test.
These are the results. It took a little longer than I expected. And I believe the last time I had it with that office, the follow-up call was, yeah, this is this.
I bet you're
and it was done over the phone.
The cholesterol's up. He's going to call you.
My cholesterol's never a problem.
But he's going to call you in and lecture you about something like that.
That's what I told him.
Yeah. I know what I think it is. Now, I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to be earth-shatteringly fatal.
No, no.
I just worry about something.
Just an early warning.
Gay sex, whoa.
No, not gay sex at all.
Being careful, it's very important to me
right.
because I have genital herpes.
Here it is.
And I don't.
No.
That was funny.
No, the word was the initials would be LF. Liver function.
Now, see,
That's what I'm concerned about.
They would call your ass in there.
You think
yeah,
so?
Yeah, it was serious then.
If they did a test on you that showed your liver was failing.
I'm going to call tomorrow.
Good for you.
I'm going to call tomorrow. I'm not going to call today. I'm going to call tomorrow. I'm going to call tomorrow and say, hey, did you get a chance to talk to him? And
tomorrow
is still
promised to no one, Mike.
is it still mandatory for me to come in? It's far away from where I live, so I like to avoid that drive if I can.
Understood.
And if it's something where, hey, he's going down a list of things and going, check, 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 do this, do this, do this, do this, obviously I'd like to do that over the phone as opposed to going in there. But really what he wants to do, he wants me to come in so he can look me in the eye and go.
Put his hand on your shoulder and.
I have some news. I have some news for you.
I don't think this is the same doctor that we all go to, right?
Right.
Talking about?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, he's going to sit you down, and he'll probably tell you your cholesterol's out of whack or your, what's the other thing?
Pressure could be.
Blood pressure.
Blood sugar, maybe.
Something like that. Yeah, probably give you the whole big, why are you looking like that? Why are you just kind
no,
of
I'm saying,
nodding
I'm
like I'm giving you BS.
It's not BS. I'm just saying that I think it'll probably be fine. It's just I would have thought that when we made a big deal about it on the air the other day that I would have gotten the follow-up call because they would have been kind of yakking about it. And then I asked Buzz, if you remember Buzz.
I do.
I asked you to maybe just inquire a little bit and see if you did?
Well, yeah, but it's confidential information, so they can't tell me anything.
They can't tell you anything.
No, it's your confidential information.
No, they wouldn't tell her.
Okay.
No.
Oh, you scared me for a second.
No.
But you're right, Don. I worry too much. I always worry too much. And, you know, and I worry, and that's how I live my life, in a constant state of worry.
Well, why don't you just bite the bullet?
I will.
And drop by tomorrow?
Tomorrow, perhaps, without question, before the holiday.
Which holiday?
Kwanzaa. No, I'll make the call. I'll make the call. I'll go in. You know, but you know what? Maybe I'll just drive out there first thing tomorrow morning, and ambush him when he comes in. He's usually a pretty early riser, that doctor.
Yes, he is.
Where's his house?
Huh?
Where's his house?
Oh hell, I don't know.
He's not by
tonight. I think that they probably didn't. Bonnie leave it on the air the other day that she was going to get back to me with whether or not I had to go in or not.
She said she would ask. She didn't say she'd get back to you.
Okay,
it's standard procedure to have you come in.
Okay, all right. I'm not doubting that. I'm not disputing that.
Then just go on in.
Well, I have to make an appointment first.
Right.
I have to make an appointment, and I'll get right to that.
I know you will.
I'll get right on that.
Okay.
Maybe after Thanksgiving. I'd like to enjoy the holiday. I'd like to enjoy my last Thanksgiving with my family.
However,
I truly would. Just sit down and enjoy everyone's company. One final time.
Wouldn't it be better if you cleared the worry, though, and you had a worry?
Oh, that's not the way I operate, Rob. I'd much rather if there was 1% chance that there might be some really bad news, and I would seriously like to just ignore that through the holiday.
All right. Write the phone number down. I'll call Bonnie.
You have a special relationship with her.
She's great. She's a great
nurse.
She's
a very nice lady.
Great nurse. Don't you booger it on my Bonnie.
She was the one that called me. That's the only reason.
I'm going to have to ask her never to call you again.
She was very good for me during my panic attacks, since we're going through the whole medical history.
When she called.
She used to say, take the medication. Take the medication.
When she called, did it sound like she'd been crying?
When she called, it was just it was her usual pleasant self.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Is the office open?
Should still be, yeah.
All right. Give me the phone, please. Thank you. Hello?
So they didn't call me back.
Hello? Oh, second ring.
Oh, really? Maybe they're gone for the day.
I don't know.
Maybe they're done.
And I misdialed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're done giving out flu shots for the day.
Hey, Rob, look at the number that Buzz is holding up. See it?
Yep.
I can make out my writing there.
I can't read that.
Oh, is that a 3?
Yeah. Yeah, sloppy,
see,
lazy 3.
I thought
3.
That was a 7, Buzz.
Understood.
My apologies.
I can't read that. I've lost the sight of my right eye.
One of the things they want to call you
I lost
for.
Most of the sight of my right eye.
Hold it up again, Buzz. Thank you.
3. See, Buzz has a problem distinguishing between 3s and 7s.
Mm-hmm.
Or writing them.
My hand gets very lazy. Thank
but you. He's in perfect health.
And tired.
Now it's
chocolate
ringing.
Chips.
It's ringing now?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 1
you're
before
kidding.
The area code.
Yeah, well, we're in Rockville, for God's
right.
sake.
Please
hang
up and try your call again.
We're in a different state.
Okay.
Even though they're close by.
Well, I'm sure I made the same stupid mistake.
Call now, phone Jeopardy.
In fact, this is their late night. They're open late tonight, so they definitely will be there.
Well, how late?
Midnight.
Till 7.
Oh, okay.
Not that late.
I just, you know, wondering if it was like 9, I'd duck out of here and swing by.
That'd be nice.
Let's see what I can help you out, Mike. cut right through it, cut right through the chase.
Oh, boy.
This is now the third ring at the doctor's office.
Yeah, they're probably busy. Why don't you just leave them alone?
Fourth ring.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Key raised. Yeah. Office hours are 8:30 to 5.
Ah, that's a shame.
There you go.
Okay, I'll take care of it, Don. In fact, we don't even need to discuss it any further. I'll take care of it, and I'll let you know. I will. I've talked about it on the radio, so I will make everyone aware of you know, the fact that it's probably just routine.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is.
I am sure it is, too.
I'm sure.
I have no doubt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Aren't you curious, though?
I'm curious. Yes, I'm curious. I mean, I'd just like to know what I need to do to, you know, because really I feel remarkably fit.
Don't you think that, I mean, really, 100% no BS.
Right. And I haven't BS during this whole procedure. I'm a little concerned.
That's what I'm saying. Don't you think that probably he's going to have the talk with you about W-E-I-G-H-T?
Yeah, probably. But not cholesterol, because that, I happen to be one of those people, even though I'm fat, I don't have cholesterol. Nobody in my family, on my father's side, ever had.
If he gave you all those tests, maybe it's like his doctoral arrangement, you know, that whatever that deal they make, that code they
have. The Hippocratic oath?
Yeah, but he could just tell you you're fat on the phone.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was like cholesterol or something like that. I would think it would be on the phone. But, you know, and then there is the other fact that a man's got to make a living. You know, you pop in there for a visit, you know, got to pay the light bill, you know, ka-ching, ka-ching, go in there, you know, a little different than that phone call. You know, I don't think it's easy to charge for a phone call, but we'll see. You know what? I'm going to drive over there tomorrow.
No, you're not.
You're right.
No,
absolutely.
You're not. You are absolutely
no,
not.
No intention of doing that.
Rob, if you had that attitude, your balls would be safe right now.
Tell me about it.
If you had that attitude, you'd be able to procreate. Your sperm would be strong.
It's all I can do to get in there and have that procedure done, the physical. It's really, I mean, I don't like them. I don't like being near them. Sure. I don't like to have anything to do with them, you know. Anytime you've gone through anything in your life that's significant medically at all, I mean anything, and you just don't want to deal with them anymore. You don't want to be anywhere near those guys.
I love doctors.
That's a good, healthy attitude.
Well, no, it's, you know, it's, I'm just being honest. I'm being honest.
I'm just kidding. You know, no, I'm all for that, too. Doctor's got some kind of news. Called,
I would
called
like on, blissful ignorance.
Called on Monday, said you should come by and make an appointment.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Why not? Dig a hole in the ground. Put your head in there, Mr. Ostrich.
I was, listen, what happened was, the conversation was Bonnie called me.
Bonnie called me.
And said, We were calling to schedule your follow-up appointment. And I said, follow-up appointment? And she said, yeah, it's normally done in the afternoon. I said, well, the show's on in the afternoon. That's hard for me to do. Well, let me see what we can do. And then I said after that, I said, well, why don't we just do it this way? In the event that it's you know, something that he could probably go over the phone, maybe he could just give me a call. And that's where we stand right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it is on me now to do the follow-up call. But I would also think, and let me offer this, if I may, wouldn't you think that the follow-up call, if it was of any kind of urgent nature, they would say, no, we need to see you right now? Wouldn't you think that would be the case?
It depends how far along you were.
Right, and if I am far along, if I was, you know, so far along that perhaps they wouldn't deal with it, and that's the way I'd like it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Blissful ignorance.
Leave well enough alone.
Let me ride the rides at Disney World, you know? Let me go to the fabulous cliffs and do cliff diving, you know? Let me shoot a gun at a human being. You know, let me do all the things that I want to do before I die. Not to kill, just to shoot. You know, to shoot maybe in the shoulder.
Maybe to frighten.
Just to have the experience, you know, actually shooting another human being.
Realize you wouldn't have this fear, you wouldn't have this trepidation if you just called and then went in and just sat down to the doctor and let him tell you whatever it was.
Well, you know, they talk about people come out with books, the 101 things to do before you die, or, you know, the things to do before, and they've got these lofty things. I've got a huge list of stuff. I've got a huge list.
Isn't that Jack Nicholson movie?
I get started. But that's what it's called, your bucket list. What
my
you want to do
list.
Before you kick the bucket.
Yeah, yeah,
and
my
that's
bucket
how they
list.
Named, that's how they named that movie.
Shooting a gun at a person, preferably moving. Without killing him, that's on the list.
Man or a woman?
It doesn't really matter.
I
just as
choose,
long as I could
I would
experience
choose a
it.
Woman.
That's a shock.
going in my pants, the bad stuff. on like a crowded bus or subway and just staying there and letting people react.
What's going to happen first, that bus thing or him going in for his follow-up appointment?
Hold on. That's like a fantasy of yours? That's
the
like...
type of thing that you would do without, you know, without a care in the world.
So if you were going
little things that you know, you wouldn't
If you were
care.
Going to die, you would get on a...
Coming to work naked.
You would get on a Metro bus.
Please, soon.
And
Subway is really... The fantasy has always been the Metro.
Sure. Right, so you get on the Subway.
Right.
And you go to the bathroom in your pants.
Right. And just sit there and watch people's reaction. Priceless. I think it would be funny. Mm-hmm. It Priceless. Really would be funny.
Most people would say, like, you know, a parachute. Mm-hmm. But that too. With you, it's number two.
No, that I'm not. I don't like, you know, I don't want to rush things.
No.
And I don't want to jump out of an airplane.
How about
I know
travel?
He likes to do
would
that.
You, like
you just want to crap your pants.
Would you like to crap your pants in a foreign country?
Nope. That would be a local. That would be the D.C. Metro.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to do it on a D.C. Metro subway at the Foggy Bottom stop.
If you do that, make sure you wear your new WJFK shirt.
Yeah, we got our shirts today.
So people know who you are.
Did you get your shirt, Don?
I sure did. That is the finest car rag. And I got to tell you, with all those leaves out there.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be using that Superstation shirt to wipe some of the leaves off my vehicle tonight.
Super duper. I haven't finished my list, but I am looking forward to completing it.
Have you ever written anything down like
that? No, but I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Those are just weird, like kind of out there things that I might not even really do.
Places to visit?
Boy, not really.
Rob, when the number one item on your list before you die is to... Go to the bathroom in your pants on a subway.
No, that was number two. Pardon the pun. Number
shooting
one was
someone,
shooting a running person.
Shooting a real person.
Uh-huh.
That's number one.
You know? Well, you remember what's
shooting
the,
an Osmond.
The movie, you know what got me motivated? American Beauty. You know, when he goes, you know what I do? I fire a gun.
Oh, the king of real estate.
Yeah, the king.
Your majesty.
Thank you. F me, your majesty. I fire a gun. You know?
Mr. Man.
You fired a gun, though, right?
Yeah, but I had a problem when I went to the range with my friends and I didn't go back. That's when I loaded they gave me a .38 to shoot at the target range. Mm-hmm. And I did the Dirty Harry thing where you raise the gun up and then you point it at the target. And when I raised gun up, I fired around.
You did not.
Yes, I fired around into the ceiling.
I'm surprised they didn't have you arrested.
No, I fired it into the ceiling. It was.
Oh,
I swear to God.
God,
absolutely, it flat out terrified me. I've never been more frightened in my life.
Have you ever been to a firing range?
Have you ever gone to a
no?
Because that kind of stuff that'll shut the place down. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that happened.
Don and I shot skeet one time.
One time.
Yep.
I believed. I fired a round off, and I got that recoil.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I And the gun flew out of my arm, and I was like, ow, 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 I don't like this. I don't like guns.
And wasn't there an old, like, Andy Griffith guy there that was like at all?
This guy was like, he thought I was a pussy and a half. Because the whole thing to begin with, I said, I'm willing to go on this with Mike
right.
to be your buddy.
Right.
I'm not crazy about guns.
Right.
It was like, oh, come on, what are you scared of a gun for?
And then it was like, pull, boom, ow.
Like, what's your problem?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Mike was going, boom, 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 boom.
I nearly broke my arm once. I went to a shooting range, and my friend Brad has a 12-gauge
shotgun, right?
But with a pistol grip.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can conceivably fire it with one hand.
Commonly used in bank robberies,
yeah,
right?
Well, nothing has ever stuck.
Isn't that like a sawed-off shotgun?
No, it's just a pistol grip. Anyway, you don't want to use it like a pistol. It'll break your arm.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, because my arm wasn't braced for it.
Oh, okay.
Why do you need a shotgun with a pistol grip?
I don't.
Just in general.
To carry, like, under a coat. Seriously, it's a shorter shotgun, right?
Yeah. Like under your Keanu Reeves Matrix coat?
Yeah, it doesn't have the stock on it. That can only be used to see. Does he have lots of other guns?
How about this? If you need to sneak up on the deer and you don't want the deer to know that you've got a gun.
That's a crime weapon.
Brad loves guns.
Good for Brad.
Brad caps his own ammunition.
Really?
Yeah, he fills his own bullets and things.
Let's stop talking about Brad.
Brad's on his way over.
Brad will be driving Rob back home from the hospital.
He might. He might be involved in that. He'll be capping my
Brad.
He's a good guy.
I got a feeling about Rob's buddy. As Rob's best friend.
Right.
Brad,
yeah. Right.
I do believe this about him. He is a genius with computers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure whenever Rob has come over to either fix my iPod or fix my computer, He's put something in there that makes it so that his friend Brad can watch me.
No.
Yes.
No, if Brad wanted to watch you, he'd come over with the pistol grip shotgun. I'm knocking at your door.
A pistol grip shotgun. Wow. That sounds scary.
I mean, Brad, if you can understand Brad, he's got a really great job as a software engineer. He can recognize computer code by reading it. I mean, he's that smart.
Mike, I'm telling you.
But he works part-time in a gun shop for fun.
This guy Brad really just a pubic hair away from being on top of a building.
And that's what we dig about him.
Yeah.
So he's got, like, the full collection. It's not just the pistol grip
shotgun.
You
know what? Let me lay this on you, my friend.
All right.
The movie, The Big Lebowski.
Oh, really?
You know John Goodman?
Yeah.
Okay. Brad is John Goodman without all the Vietnam crap.
Right. Well, how about this? No. Brad had, when he lived in his apartment in Gaithersburg, when he moved out, there was a bullet in the wall from an accident.
That he put there?
Yeah, by accident. Simply an accident.
How many guns would you estimate he has?
I think he probably has about, how many is legal?
I don't
50?
Know.
50?
Then 15.
I said 50.
That's right. 50. I think he has about 50. He's got the big 50. Safe and everything. He's very careful about them. He loves guns.
Watch the movie The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski. That's the picture I'm getting right
John
here.
Goodman, always with those shooting range glasses on, those big goggles on.
Prone to fly into a rage at any moment.
Yep.
Wearing shorts in the winter. well, come on.
That's true, though.
It's true, and it could be very much like, well, this seems to be a problem with the modem. I'm not really sure what's going on. What are you talking about?
As he's got it, and that's what John Goodman wears in the movie, The Big Lebowski, shooting glasses.
Brad's going to be in a fine state in about his wife is expecting this Monday.
Oh, congratulations to your best
son,
buddy, that's
Nikki.
Good.
And you know what? He's never had a kid before.
All right.
And I remember about days 10 through 14 when you first bring the baby home. Well, that's not the best day to be a gun owner.
That'll mix with guns very well.
All right.
I doubt he'll shoot anyone in his family.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it.
This has been a rather interesting roundtable segment
sure
today.
Sure has.
I sure didn't miss you guys the last couple of days.
Good luck, Brad. I love you.
When are you going to turn his microphone off again?
It's off. You call the doctor.
Yeah, I will call the doctor.
Call the freaking doctor.
I will call the doctor before Christmas.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
There go. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational. Except in one state. There's one
Donald
state that bans... Okay.
Oh,
there is
boy.
One... I have no idea what he's saying. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
I know, that's funny.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
You're a moron.
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The People Magazine Sexiest Men Alive list is out, and really...
Did we miss it again?
Number 51 and number 51A, Mike.
Oh, God. Every single year, what are they thinking?
Just missed it. Number one is Jim Rome. Then you've got another list, the Frigid 50, and it's not a list that is what you think it is.
Right.
Not men or women that are frigid in bed. It's the people that are cold as ice right now.
Oh, I like Hollywood. That one. I like that list.
The people whose career is down the crapper.
Ice cold.
In Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Number one is George Bush.
He's not in Hollywood.
Thank you, Buzz. But he's number one because he's a frequent target of Hollywood.
Okay, all right. And he's cold.
Yep.
Show boy.
Can you be cold, Batman?
Number two is Angelina Jolie. They say that the shine is off that. Forget that.
I disagree with that. I don't like this list.
Number three is Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm. That's true because you don't hear about him anymore.
Makes sense.
Number four is Owen Wilson. God, I hope he doesn't try to hurt himself.
You know, I don't understand why there's still need to pile on. I've been in rehab. Why are they putting me out the list?
Then you got Nicole Kidman.
Haven't heard about her.
Henry Swank. Mm-hmm. That kid that was Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's obvious. And he was in the skating movie, right, with Will Ferrell?
Right. Yeah. And also J-Lo on that list. But who cares about that list? Nancy
Grace. Nancy Grace.
She's doing pretty good, according to her husband.
She's better.
She squeezed out two preemie babies.
Didn't she have some sort of emergency situation where she had to dash off? She had to dash off to the hospital?
Yeah.
A complication.
She had blood clots in her lungs.
Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace doing pretty doggone good.
She really did have blood clots, huh?
On Nancy Grace.
They had to they had to actually give her an emergency vasectomy.
Nancy Grace.
And one other list I stumbled upon when I was traveling. I guess it's from Rolling Stone magazine.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. It's about 50 Cent.
Okay.
And the things that he demands to have on tour.
Okay.
Well, yeah, his rider. The thing that caught my eye was Cuban cigars. I'm a big cigar fan myself.
Right.
Cuban cigars are illegal in this country.
Right.
They're on his list, along with, before a concert, a box of Cuban cigars.
That sounds somewhat reasonable.
A case of Hennessy.
A case?
That's a lot of booze.
5 buckets of KFC. And 6 bottles a 50 Cent grape-flavored vitamin water.
Wow. Grape-flavored vitamin water?
Yeah. That's my guy.
That would be grape Fanta if it was Rob's writer.
That's right.
That's my guy. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a dollar. Who do we like? 50 Cent!
I would like to imagine that's a hell of a lot of cognac that they're sucking down in that dressing room. That's a lot of people getting wasted.
That's for him.
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a peso. All for Zerto. Stand up and say so.
And say so.
George Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen.
And listen to this. Holly Morris. You know, we spin the wheel of Holly sometime.
Yes.
No need to spin it today.
No wheel needed.
Here is it's November sweeps, which means all the TV stations around the country are doing anything they can to get you interested, to scare you, to make you watch the news. To
the air you breathe could kill you.
Do something so outrageous that you can't change the channel.
Right.
They sent the hyperactive poodle, the feature reporter, Holly Morris, today to a paintball range.
Yeah, baby.
Cool.
And Holly plays paintball.
Good morning, Bob. How do I look?
Great.
I'm gearing up for battle this morning as we are live in Owasco, Maryland, getting ready for a very important paintball game. It's a very popular sport, but even more so this weekend as they're doing it out here for a good cause. We're going to tell you how you can come out and play and help. Live next on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us.
Now she's not nearly to her screaming
not yet.
Dog and heats ratio yet.
Is there a sound of her getting shot? With the paintball, not with a real gun, of course.
Either way, for me, really.
Let me see. So right now, the chart where we're flowing, where we're charting Holly's flow. Right now, she's really subdued.
Right.
She's not got herself worked up to the fever pitch.
Yeah, but the very act of paintballing, I mean, that's going to get her into her zone, I think.
Here she is now actually shooting a paintball gun. Oh.
And as I do that, tell me a little bit about the cartridges, what they are. It's CO2 cartridge,
CO2
right?
Cartridge.
In here, right?
It's a...
Oh, I got to turn the safety off.
Okay.
Okay, yeah?
The paintball is like a gelatin. It's a 68 caliber gelatin.
Am I hitting anything?
And she puts her eye out.
Oh, there we go. You know, I think it would be easier if someone was out there. I need a target.
That's good
do
sound.
Do the target.
All right, target.
Nobody run out there. Okay. And
I just had the most awful thought.
Why? Awful, delightful thought.
What if it was Holly Morris and we were all using our own paintball weapons, our own paintball guns that God gave us?
You'd probably win based on what you've said.
Now, in this
she'd
segment,
be able to get out of my
something
range.
Stinks like stale sound. French fries.
You know what happened? Oh, there it is.
Peter Nora.
There he is.
What they do is they send an employee out on the range for her to shoot at. It's like the most dangerous game.
I like that.
Yeah.
So, I like that a lot.
Oh!
You got him.
There she is.
Better take some cover, dude. You better take
now
some
you have
cover.
To lead him. You have to shoot in front of him to hit
so
him.
So annoying.
Oh,
it's called
see.
Leading. Don't let.
Okay. MyFoxBZ.com is our website. Oh, we have a link to the Southern Maryland Big Dog website.
Is she wearing tight camouflage pants?
She's naked.
Coming up in the next hour, though, we're actually going to take to the.
Am I still the only one that finds Holly hot?
I believe you're it, Mike.
I'm sorry.
I spent.
Bob, if I haven't convinced you to come out and try it, I don't know what else I can do. Thanks, Holly.
That looks like a
You're
lot.
You're not having fun at all.
That's a lot of fun.
Let me see those moves. Let me see those moves.
Can you hear that poor anchor guy, the guy who just does the defeated sound? Looks like you're having a lot of fun.
All right. Turn the gun on yourself, Holly.
Mike, if you watched her every morning, you'd grow to hate her.
Oh, no.
You would lose any attraction.
I think
would.
She's attractive. I really do. I think she looks good in those. Right. She always wears tight pants.
Oh, here she is in the paintball battle.
I am playing paintball. Look, there's my paintballs. I am here.
Yeah, baby. She's the over-exuberant poodle-like reporter, hyperactive poodle for Channel 5.
I love Holly.
Up, ready to go.
No.
Ooh.
You're shooting already?
Holly, 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 Holly.
Yeah.
Over here, over here.
Over here. Ooh. Ooh. I can't tell if I'm hitting anything. Go, here we go. Ready?
And like when I hear that sound again, the picture I have in my mind, it is an awful picture, would be her. And she's covering herself. Right. But she's not afraid. It's almost like she's trying not to get rained on. And all of us.
See, I don't think you'll admit it, but I think you fantasize about Holly, too.
All of us are wearing our paintball gear with our paintball masks, except our pants are down.
See, you feel the exact same way I do about Holly.
Go,
Tell you this, if we sound like that, if that's the way we sound, then something's terribly wrong. Terribly wrong with our plumbing.
And that's the reaction that she would have, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, stop it. Oh,
pretending that she doesn't enjoy.
Yes.
Baby. It's raining, Holly.
I think the fact that we have green paint all over us means perhaps we didn't fare so well.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it always does sound like a porno movie for some reason.
It really is fun. Just ask Robbie.
Is it fun, Robbie?
Yeah.
LiveFoxBZ.com is our website. We have a link to theirs. The benefit is Saturday. Starts at 8 a.m.
You know, you're absolutely right. It could be. We uncovered this tape made from our past. Holly Morris from Channel 5 engaging in what can only be called a gangbang.
It really is fun. Just ask Robbie.
Loads.
Hold on. I gotta go
farther back. Yeah, go back where the guy kind of makes the sound.
You're shooting already?
This highly disturbing.
You know, the more you go back and play it, yeah. Other things are surfacing every time.
Yeah, I heard that.
This highly disturbing tape of Holly drunk in her college sorority.
Holly.
Over here.
Hold on. If you could edit out the sound of the paintball guns and just take the audio, you'd have something very special here.
Come here, Holly.
Take one down, pass it around.
No.
Ah.
I think.
Yes.
The fact that we have green paint all over.
Oh, you're great, Holly.
We didn't fare so
God.
Well.
God.
It really is fun. Robbie.
Woo.
LiveFoxBZ.com is our website.
I love having sex with you.
It is Saturday. Starts at 8 a.m.
Yes.
$35 for tickets.
To have sex with Holly Morris, yes.
Kids are free.
But all for a good cause.
Kids right? are free.
Thank you, Holly Morris. It's very similar in a way to that. What was she doing? Popping a bottle of champagne with that tape we played for years?
Paintball. Look, there's my paintballs. I am geared up, ready to go.
And now it's time to make love to Holly Morris.
You could just call the tape Holly Gone Wild.
Oh, yeah, baby! Oh. Holly! Holly, over here. Take this, Holly. How you like that? Oh, my God. Oh, are you great?
Hit anything!
Oh, no, come on, yeah! God, oh! Oh, Holly! Holly! My God, are you great?
Now it's the afterglow.
Oh, God, you're great.
The fact that we have green paint all over us.
Oh, you're the best lay ever.
It's latex paint.
So well.
You did everybody in the newsroom.
It was fun. Just ask Robbie.
Yeah, tell me. God, you're a great lay.
.com is our website. We have a link to there. The benefit is Saturday. Starts at 8 a.m.
Oh.
$35 for tickets.
You're a great lay.
If you just want to watch.
I want to watch.
Holly gone wild. Oh, my God. She never disappoints. Wow. God love her.
Wow. And then here's the last part. It says, Holly eats an apple.
Oh, that was yesterday. This is today?
This is today?
All right, what, the paintball was yesterday?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, listen, I know. I did not know this, but here's my purse. Let's see what I have in here. An apple. You're right. I do always eat a healthy diet. I'm pretty smart. But you want to know who's even smarter? Check out these kids behind me. Some local fourth graders are making a project that even NASA is interested in.
I don't like that one.
No.
The other one's
too normal, Holly.
The other one's much better.
Sure. I am playing.
It's classic.
Holly Morris going wild.
Holly. Yeah.
Over here.
And that's it. We're all yelling, Holly.
Holly. Do Buzz now. Do Buzz. Yeah. Come on.
Giant.
All right, now. Take care of Mike now.
Hey, baby.
Now.
Come here, Holly.
Come on now.
Wow.
All of us at once, Holly.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
What's that annoying clicking sound? Must be my artificial leg.
Oh, hold on, Mike. Oh, my God.
Woo.
No.
Oh, yes.
High fives all around.
Yes.
The fact baby. That we have green paint all over us.
Yeah.
Perhaps we're so well.
Oh my God!
Who's ready to go again?
It really is fun.
Put this on the web, Holly.
Loads.
MyFoxBZ.com is our website.
How much did you charge again?
There's the benefit is Saturday.
Don, look at me. I'm all sweaty.
$35 for tickets.
Worth every penny. Worth every single penny.
Reasonable, really.
Oh, so I don't take the toll road for a while. Fantastic. Could not be better.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Wish it was hotter.
Yes.
Stand by.
Okay.
For news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Uh-huh. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Holly. The Don and Mike Show. Holly Hunter.
Holly Garber.
That was funny.
Holly Morris. Let's end it right there.
Okay.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
King of the Hollies.
Buzz.
It's all about the buzz.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
Hey, just ahead of Guy Birdley's Johnny Ringo newscast.
That's right.
Tonight, The Office is on, and it's the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to start hitting people. I mean, your regular shows are going to be gone, and no end in sight. It doesn't seem to be, nobody's talking, and the writer's strike continues.
They shot the wad with all of those double issues and double episodes.
That's right.
And I thought, didn't I hear today the writers were meeting, that they were having some sort of meeting of the minds?
The writers are meeting with themselves, but not with the producers. Oh, still right. No official talks.
Also on TV tonight, I just heard the ad that we ran for CSI. Here's how you seriously know CSI is done.
Right. What are they doing?
I mean, right. It's still the number one show on TV. Mm-hmm. Last week they did the much dreaded starts on CSI, ends on Without a Trace.
Yeah, and if you TiVo'd that, you got screwed because it wouldn't pick up the second show.
Right.
Tonight, the girl with the gap tooth, Georgia Fox, is leaving.
Yes.
And the song that they just played in the commercial, they said tonight on CSI, there's that song. I will remember you. That's Sarah McLachlan.
So there'll be a lot. What that tells you is there'll be a lot of music videos during the show.
Yeah.
Where you'll have a lot of the slow montages.
Very special CSI.
It's very, very sad.
If you don't use that one, you got to use the Peter Gabriel one. Uh-huh. Like, for instance, Rob Spiewak is a man who hated his life and beat his wife. She said, get a vasectomy. He said, go to hell, bitch. And then he learned something. Uh-huh. 20th Century Fox presents the story of a man who learned about life and love.
In a world where you put your spaghetti on the internet.
Rob Spiewak is Patch Adams.
You know what other song they use a lot is that Elvis song that we still use for the phone scans, Rubberneckin'.
Yeah, but this one more than ever.
That's for like a thoughtful movie, but if it's a comedy or a caper movie, they use the Elvis song.
This one's even in a comedy like in Knocked Up.
But that's sort of a feel-good comedy.
Where they do like the whole thing with, I don't know what it's like to have a baby. I can't have a baby. I like just getting high all the time.
TriStar Pictures presents the story of a man who just can't grow up. It's always like that, too. Yeah, also, you know, the funniest thing Janine Garofalo ever said in her stand-up, I thought it was the best, every movie trailer. Yeah. She used to do that in her routine.
Yeah. Right?
And every movie trailer started with, in a world.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In a world.
It's true.
In a world where men get vasectomies and other men are dying, Rob Spiewak found a way.
Or else it's got to be.
Nazi Pictures presents.
The members of the Don and Mike show. The ad would start out with all of us fighting and roughhousing.
You don't understand what you're talking about.
Shut up. And then Mike says, guys, I finally talked to Dr. Perry. I have liver cancer.
In a world where a guy's got nothing to lose, one man decided he was going to go to the bathroom in his pants on the subway. Disney presents Mike's Story.
Jack Black is Mike O'Mara.
You guessed it. That's who I would choose, too. Only Jack Black with his blonde hair, though.
The other would just be too cruel.
Jack Black is, have you seen the pictures of Jack Black with the guy?
Jack Blonde, yes,
platinum,
I have.
Platinum blonde hair right now.
In a world gone mad, TriStar Pictures presents the story of a 48-year-old man and his 24-year-old girlfriend.
27 now. Thank you.
It's called I Don't Pull Out. It'll touch you. And it's also, I'm sorry, that's going nowhere.
I can do it. Let me do that one. I can do it. I've got it for you. All right, here we go. In a world where one man struggled on a daily basis to keep up with his girlfriend 21 years younger, sometimes you just have to admit you're dying.
TriStar Pictures presents Mike O'Mara in Changing My Bag.
Can a man survive when people tell him he doesn't have more than 3 months to do it?
This picture has not yet been rated.
Love conquers all.
And here's the other thing, too. Anytime there's a movie with Diane Keaton, right? It's like, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know. Life ends when you're 60. I don't know what to do. She didn't know that life was about to give her a reach around she'd never forget. Some young stud from Entourage gives the high, hard one to Diane Keaton in this movie called Oh My God, She's Still Got a Vagina.
Carrot Top, Diane Keaton, Larry King, and go ahead.
Larry the Cable Guy.
And introducing Joe Ardinger. I like your part. This picture has not yet been written.
In theaters Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Dane Cook.
Oh, God. Oh, Dane Cook. I can't even think when you say that name.
Kaboom.
Just Dane Cook.
Yeah. Dane Cook.
Hi there, Buzz.
Don't go see it.
How are you anyway?
I'm well.
Anyway, that is a bad sign for CSI.
Yes,
that whole,
it is.
I will remember you.
But in about 2 weeks, we're going to have nothing on television and that's been written.
We'll be glad to have CSI. Mm-hmm. We would be glad to have it. A Justice Department official this evening reports that San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds has been indicted for perjury and obstruction of justice. Charges, of course, stem from the steroid investigation. Bonds broke Major League Baseball's all-time home run record this past season, but the team decided because of the scandal not to offer him a contract for next season. The prayers of some drought-stricken Southerners were finally answered last night as unexpected rain fell in Georgia.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO?
Yeah.
Biggest celebrity of them all? Who's down with G-O-D?
Did you pray on it, Buzz?
I did not.
All right.
But it did rain in Georgia and Tennessee. Severe droughts plagued our southeastern states for months, classified by the National Weather Service as one of the worst. On Tuesday, the governor of Georgia led hundreds in prayer to end the drought. Even though rain was not in the forecast, rain it did.
I saw one of those topographical, what do you call those? The when they take a picture from the sky, but it's not from an airplane, it's like from a satellite, and it's like Google Earth.
Right.
They zoom in, zoom in, zoom in. There's some reservoir around Atlanta that was so dry and so cracked, I thought I was looking at Gladys Kravitz at the OBGYN.
It was the Kravitz Reservoir.
I mean, really, 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 really dried and cracked and flaky.
So they got it. They prayed. It rained. Not enough to help the reservoirs. It only rained about an inch.
Oh, see, you're poo-pooing this, but it is the power of prayer, Buzz.
Only in parts of Georgia and Tennessee.
It's the power of prayer.
Not really enough to end the drought. But the storm, I must admit, did injure 9 people, including 3 children, and caused the collapse of a house, a city hall, and a Baptist church. The Lord moves in mysterious ways.
Was it enough rain to rinse the pentagram off your Satanmobile?
Not quite enough.
He didn't believe in God until that time he left the radio show. The joint fell between his legs, and the car did a weird left turn, and it was over a bridge.
DreamWorks presents a Dino De Laurentiis film, The Atheist, starring Buzz Burbank.
Directed by, who's that porno guy? Your director.
Andrew Blake.
Andrew Blake.
Andrew Blake.
An Andrew Blake film.
His first non-porno.
Rated NC-17.
It wouldn't be a non-porno.
No, I don't think so.
It'd be very hardcore.
If you try to board a plane with bottled water or you don't have your shampoo packed just right, you're asking for trouble at the airport. But if you're smuggling bomb parts, you should really have no problem. A new government report shows investigators managed to smuggle on board enough of the right parts to assemble a bomb that could severely damage a plane, including a liquid explosive. They got them past TSA screeners at 19 airports. The good news is taxpayers' money was well spent during the investigation. The bomb parts were purchased for less than $150.
So this means anybody can walk onto any plane. Was it like 80%, 90%? Did they give the stats on that?
We have about 450 airports in this country. They only checked 19 of them, but they did not fare well. In fact, they call this an extremely serious problem.
You know, when I see a story like this, don't you think when they show a story like this, you're actually giving the terrorists a primer on, hey, here's your opportunity.
Right.
You can,
because,
and the thing, when they threw in the part about you can buy this stuff for $150,
right,
it's like, why don't they just show the schematic of what they need to buy to blow up the airplane?
This is where I feel bad for TSA. They get crapped on a lot, and rightly so. However, in the stories that I read about this, they're saying if you've got 5 people on the same flight working independently, I mean, they're working together, but independently.
Right, that's right.
One guy's got the 1 ounce of stuff in his baggie he's allowed to bring on. Another guy's got something else that's restricted, but he keeps in a small quantity.
Mm-hmm.
If you got those 5 people together, along with something that they may have put in their luggage.
A detonator of some kind.
That's how you do it. Now, I say to you, as critical as we want to be of TSA, how do you stop that when you're thinking this guy might have something that maybe with another guy on the plane could be?
They're actually getting new X-ray equipment. They don't have it yet, but new X-ray equipment that remembers some of the things that it's seen and can piece together whether or not there are, in fact, the parts to make a bomb.
So that's the key, though. They haven't gotten it yet.
Not yet, no.
You think they can make a bigger bomb than Fred Claus?
No, I think that's the biggest bomb of the year.
Did you get a chance to see Fred Claus during everything at all?
No, I'm going to check it out, though.
You got to go see it, don't you? Even though it's supposed to be a suck movie, you're going to go see it.
I am a huge, huge Vince Vaughn fan.
I wonder if there's a nude scene.
A plan to decongest air travel in time for Thanksgiving when we continue.
Oh, all right, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. You must be proud, Mike.
I'm very proud. I gave those to everybody on the show.
Mike just gave me out. I'll be glad to give you a free plug here for your restaurant.
Thank you.
This is a very...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Tasteful photo of Mike wearing, it looks like, PJs or a smoking jacket.
Except pajamas.
Mm-hmm. Three really hot, hot girls.
Those are Hef's girls. We and photoshopped it.
And it says from Mike's restaurant, O'Mara's restaurant, Mike O'Mara's Turkey Baster Pajama Party 2007. Wednesday night, November 21st, 2007.
The third one, isn't it?
Third one, yes. Yes, we're very excited.
This invite entitles you to guaranteed admission to O'Mara's, even if there is a line.
Forget it.
Exclusive access to the VIP room party and free hors d'oeuvres from 7 till 10.
Don, keep that.
Well, suck a D. How about that?
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't that something?
Thank you. Thank you for the plug. I appreciate it.
You know, I've just been wondering.
Yes?
To what level would you go to promote your restaurant?
That's the third year I've done that similar kind of invitation.
Well, it's the first.
I went to that low level a long time
it's
ago.
It's the first level you've brought it to our attention.
All I know is I've never missed one of these parties.
I will tell you what I look for more than anything else with anything that I do regarding marketing. The first word that's always on the tip of my tongue, class.
Question.
That's what it's about. Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Do I bring my own baster?
Yeah, go ahead. Right. Yes, Buzz.
Thank you.
Horny Buzz.
You'll be there.
Yeah. Turkey baster.
Johnny Ringo. There he is. Yeah. He gets one for that. He really does.
Jonathan Ringo.
It's Mike's idea, really.
Ringo.
Johnny.
J.R. Buzz Ringo.
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 And now here's Jack.
President Bush today unveiled a plan to try to decongest air travel in time for Thanksgiving.
The fancy digs you got here.
The military, first of all, will be making more domestic U.S. airspace available over the Thanksgiving weekend, including a Thanksgiving express lane from Florida to Maine. So if you're flying from Florida to Maine, that'll be very helpful. Actually, it'll help clear up a lot of the East Coast. Also, the FAA is slapping a moratorium on all non-essential airport maintenance projects. The administration is also proposing a doubling of compensation for air travelers who get bumped, but that's just a proposal, and that part wouldn't take effect till next summer. And although gasoline's back to 90 cents a gallon higher this year than it was last, Americans are not cutting back on their travel plans. 39 million of us will drive 50 miles or more for Turkey Day.
Have you been eating something greasy?
No, why?
Do you have chapstick on?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my lips got chapped.
You had lip gloss on of some kind. I wasn't sure. Your lips are shiny.
I like my lips to be shiny for you.
Just notice that.
Well, why do you lubricate your lips?
And what about the mascara?
Oh, never mind. There's also been a noticeable increase this year in people spending their Thanksgiving break in Hawaii and Las Vegas. Las Vegas, a very popular destination this Thanksgiving weekend. A lot of people.
Mike O'Mara.
Hi, everybody.
Imagine that. How are you going to finish? How are you going to fit your Las Vegas Thanksgiving holiday in between your plans for this little gig you've got here, but more importantly, your turkey baster pajama party?
Oh, it's very, very busy, but I managed to pack it all in. I really do.
And because Mike cares, he's on the red eye coming back from Las Vegas on the Monday after Thanksgiving?
I'm leaving from Las Vegas on Sunday night at 11:30. I will be arriving between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. on Monday morning. I'm going to be ready to play.
You'll be ready to play?
I will be ready to play.
The Monday after Thanksgiving?
I will stop drinking on Saturday night. I will be sobering up on Sunday.
The only thing is you might be a little sore from sitting on that big fat wallet on the way back.
You got that right, Robbie.
Yes, sirree. The Caribbean Tahoe Players Club. It's fantastic, baby.
Are you actually going to be in
I really tried to get an earlier flight. I couldn't because it was a last-minute thing. I tried to get an earlier flight.
Are you going
to
be in Vegas on Thanksgiving Day proper?
Technically, yes, because we leave at about 8 o'clock at night, and we get into Las Vegas at 10:30. Because really, when you want to celebrate family, a nice, warm, cozy family atmosphere, where better to go than Las Vegas, Nevada?
Straight to the buffet.
I'm very, very excited. Excited.
I bet you find nothing out there as big as your turkey baster pajama party.
It's going to be wonderful. I think it's going to be a celebration of living life.
Uh-huh. How many of your cronies you give these things to?
Only my best friends.
This invite entitles you to guaranteed admission, even with a line.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That, you know what that is, my friend? Marketing.
Yeah, that's marketing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will you be scouting locations out there too for O'Mara's too?
Yes. Yeah, and not just the restaurant.
Oh, the casino as well.
The casino hotel.
Mm-hmm. How many rooms?
10. 10 to start.
Start small.
10 to start with. You know, like you know the school trailers that they have when they're overcrowded.
FEMA trailers.
You put those together and you stack them up. And if you get like a crane, you can put like 5 on each and then put them side by side. And you can have a courtyard.
Well, you can finally find a use for that slot machine.
Yeah, the slot machine that I've had for 30 years. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
O.J. Simpson, speaking of Vegas, is about to go on trial again, not for killing his wife, but for trying to rob some sports memorabilia collectors.
Who he?
Yesterday evening in Las Vegas, a justice ordered Simpson to face charges including armed robbery and kidnapping. Simpson says he's not surprised, but, quote, if I have any disappointment...
You're a prick!
It's that I wish a jury was here. I always rely on the jury system.
I bet Juice gets off.
I think you're absolutely right. I think he's going to walk completely.
I don't think he will this time. I think they kind of have him cornered here.
It's so weird that you know you consider what he walked away from with the double murder
exactly.
and then this because he went in to a room where a guy had a bunch of his footballs. And stuff.
It's almost like the Untouchables, thing,
right?
The way that they finally got Al Capone through income tax. I just think that Juice is smarter than Al Capone.
Juice did not look happy. I saw some video of him sitting in that pretrial hearing. And he did not have that same demeanor. He looks like he's worn down.
He's not in Southern California anymore. He's in Nevada, where the rules are just a little different, and people don't look quite as kindly upon him.
Did you see the judge? Did you see the judge for this?
I did not.
The judge, this is the most non-judge-looking guy. This is a big guy. He's a fat guy. He's got jet black hair. He's got a goatee black beard with kind of the three-day growth of beard on the sides.
Oh, really?
And then a big black ponytail. It was amazing. I mean, he did not look anything like you would expect a judge.
Well, Simpson's lawyer says the charges are overkill and that the prosecution's relying on sleazy witnesses who say the gun was OJ's idea. Simpson claims he was only trying to recover memorabilia that really belongs to him. Ironically, yes, for this...
this court is now in session. His Honor, Judge Pigmeat Markman Poseidon.
Let's go live to Las Vegas. The latest on the OJ trial.
The coat of swings is just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small.
All right, this is Robert the Mailman.
This coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Lord, here come the judge. Here come the judge. Everybody know that he's the judge.
That's from the Spiewak collection.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was a top 10 record.
Yeah,
it was.
Pigmeat Markham.
What was his name?
Pigmeat Markham. P-I-G-M-E-A-T. Pigmeat.
Very clever, boys.
And now, ironically for this, not the murder of his wife, for this, Simpson faces up to life in prison. That won't likely happen, but we do get the sense that this time O.J. Simpson may be going down.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Vegas, I would still bet that O.J. slips away like the reptile he is.
I am totally with you on that. They're going to find something that's going to allow him to walk on this.
Vegas remains in the spotlight tonight as Hillary Clinton tries to revive her solid lead in the presidential race. She lost
that
She lost her wide lead at the last Democratic debate 2 weeks ago when she came under fire from Edwards and Obama and did a poor job of defending herself. In the days that followed, her lead over Obama fell from 11 points to 4, barely the margin of error.
Pantsuit.
Culottes.
And what some people would be willing to do to get the newest iPod when we continue.
What would you do?
To get the iPod?
The new one. The iTouch.
Well, you know what I do?
Or the iPod Touch.
What would you do?
Cramp my pants on the subway. Thank you.
That's what I would do as well, Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
I am hemorrhoids!
Hey, Ringo.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, JR.
Hi. You know, people have fought and died for the right to vote, but a new survey of students at the well-respected NYU shows that 1 in 5 says they would give up their vote in the next election for the new iPod Touch. It's a touchscreen version of the iPod, kind of like an iPhone without the phone part. 20% of the scholars at New York University would rather have one of those at $300 to $400 a piece.
You know, the magic of that is not so much the iPhone or the new iPod, whatever
Touch.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's the way they market this goddamn thing. Mm. I've got one myself, and I now find myself trying to find that song, Music Is My Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? The one that's in that ad all the time.
Right. Where is
They put one or two songs that are incredibly catchy.
Right.
Like, what's the other one that they had for the mini iPod that had the chick singing a song?
The Nano?
While she was dancing in circles.
I forgot that one.
Another good one. You don't know that?
I don't know that.
You don't know that.
Two,
you know why?
Why?
You have a vasectomy.
Must be it.
He sure knew that pig feet guy.
Pig meat, Mike.
Pig meat.
Respect
Here
artist.
Come the judge.
Yep. Finally, in India, a farmer has married his dog, believing it would reverse the curse that began when he killed a couple of mating dogs in his rice field. The curse, or run of bad luck, if you prefer, lasted 15 years. The farmer was a young man when he stoned these dogs to death and hung their carcasses from a tree, perhaps as a warning to other dogs that might wander into his crop.
My name is Abu Vic.
A few days later, after he did that, the man was struck deaf, mute, and unable to walk. Local doctors told him it was the dog thing.
I'm going to bat my dog.
Yeah, this court is now in session. His Honor, Judge Pigmeat Martin Poseidon.
Is that because you asked for pigmeat, Mike?
Eventually, the farmer adopted a 4-year-old mongrel, and last Sunday, the two of them were married in a full Hindu ceremony. If it helps, the dog is female.
Whoa.
That's right, he married the bitch.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
No.
Take
you are just shock, jock, riffic, Buzz.
Johnny Ringo.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Call your doctor.
Well,
I will.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed?
My favorite part of Here Comes the Judge is when he says, I say order. And the lady says, I'll take 2 cans of beer, please.
That's great, Rob.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good night.
He's getting his balls cut off.
I know he is.
Bye-bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.